Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number, what are we on, 252?
Sure.
Episode Indus Fest 4. What the fuck, who cares? This is our live show.
For days, son. Not 4 days, son. But for days.
It's not four days. Yeah, not actually going to be 4 days.
It's like 2 days, but...
At this point, we're lucky if it's one fucking
invite
day.
Invite your children.
My name is Christopher Riccio. I'm here with Travis Baum.
Hey.
Jason A. Striker.
Hello, people.
Over there is Mr. Glenn Burgess.
How's it going?
And we got Nate. I can't pronounce your last name, so just...
Valaquet.
Nate Dog. All that French stuff.
Nate
and,
will be rotating.
Trollware is joining us here. How are you doing? We were actually hoping that Aces High was going to be here with his two guests, but
we're hoping he's going to bring some natty light, too.
He's a little late.
They'll
so,
be here, but we made them stop for beer. So
we did make them stop for beer.
If there's ever a good excuse to be late for a party, it's to stop for beer.
And they are getting natty, so, you know. So this is our live show before Indus Fest. So we're going to be talking about some distractions, and then we're going to take a break after distractions because I think everyone's going to have some say.
We need more beer.
And then after that, we'll need more beer.
Is it break
and
time?
After that, we're going to do the question of the week, which was basically you guys sending in. Well, I don't, if you sent in emails, I'm sorry, we're probably not going to read them. As bad as
probably
that
not,
sounds,
yeah.
But you can call in, and the question of the week was basically, since this is 5 years for us, 5 years ago I blank, but now I blank.
Try to keep it clean.
Fill in the blanks. Yes, keep it clean. This is not Mad Libs. We're trying to be serious.
It's Mad Libs. So
it's Mad Libs. So try and get the word taint in there as often as possible. That is
a noun. Noun.
Jew. Taint. Yeah, that'll work. Taint works. Then we'll do some. We'll do new releases, and then we'll do question of the week, and we'll get out of here. So that's what we're gonna do. Happy Indus Fest. Before we get on,
Indus Fest.
Jason.
Yo.
Sup.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you're here, motherfucker.
You're
he said motherfucker. Ding. He's drunk already.
He's drunk already.
I wish I had taken the time to make a graphic.
45.
To count the motherfuckers.
The
45 seconds before we started, I told Chris, I'm like, dude, you're drunk. He's like,
no, I'm not. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
For those keeping track, 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the show recording, motherfucker.
Yeah, it started already. And I got in, what, last night, yesterday?
Hey, that can be a drinking game. How many times does Chris say motherfucker while he's drunk?
It really should be.
Yeah. That's a drinking game that I think you should play, and it would make it so much more fun of a drinking game.
That would fuck up. It exponentially gets worse. It's crazy.
Yeah, I got in yesterday morning, chilled at John's house for a little while.
Yes, you did.
And then I came to hang out with you and the fam.
Yes,
which
you did.
Which was awesome.
It was.
And we went out for beers with Glenn and Travis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And
where did
I had
we go?
We went to Taco Mac.
Taco Mac.
And then we went to QT.
Yes, we did.
Ooh,
which was we stopped in QT,
which is basically Taquito Mac.
Taquito Mac.
Basically,
that was actually my second trip to QT in one day. I've been missing that a little bit, but
the taquitos are good stuff, man.
Dude, I've been missing you guys an awful lot, so I'm super happy to be here. Really
I'm glad,
happy.
I'm glad we were able to get you here.
I didn't know if I was going to make it through Indus Fest, watching from afar. So I'm really glad that you guys helped out.
It's bad enough we don't have Jeff here. Not having Jeff and not having you, that would have been detrimental.
That would have been wrong.
Detrimental to our just
dynamic.
Our being.
Yeah, our being.
But
at Indus Fest.
Yeah, you guys helped make things right, so I really do appreciate that. So thank you.
My pleasure, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
party time. Glad it happened. Glad it happened. Travis.
Hey, what's up?
So what you, man?
Not much, man. Just how's the man cave looking? It's changed.
I actually like it a lot. Yeah. I like it a lot.
It's classy.
I actually, as much as I am not as much of a Saints fan as you are, I do like the newspaper clipping over there.
Yeah, we got that from New Orleans when we were down there. The day after the Super Bowl, the first thing I did, I woke up like an extra hour or two early to go to the nearest corner store to pick up newspapers. And the line, it was like 30 people in line to pick up newspapers.
So I have the newspaper from the day after the Super Bowl from the 1999 season, where the Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons. And the front page, it was the front page of the Atlantic Journal Constitution has in big bold letters flattened. And I still have that headline waiting to get a house where I can put up a man cave and do the exact same thing that you just did.
Someone told me I need to preserve it though, because those things can go pretty bad, right? don't know. I've,
mine
I've
still
heard.
Looks good, dude. Mine still looks good. It's been it's 1999. And well, year 2000. Year 2000. Yeah. So it's been 12 years, and I can still read everything on it. It's not like it's gone to waste. So.
But it's good. I'm glad you like the room. I worked really, really hard on it. I've been rearranging things like 20,000 times just to get it. I wish we can have a panorama view.
Yeah,
of
just trust us.
But
it,
I did get
it. It looks pretty good. Yeah, it looks better than it did.
I did definitely. Get a really, really great addition, which is a very, very dangerous weapon as well. I picked me up some gauntlets, some Assassin's Creed gauntlets.
Yeah, and then he came into fries with them.
I went into fries with it and everything.
He did.
He wasn't suspicious looking at
no,
all.
No, not at all. I had my hoodie up like I'm fucking Desmond.
There's cameras all over the place in fries, and like we're in the middle of a video game section. He's like, "Kink!" I was like,
because
fuck, man.
The hidden blade works, so it's like, "Shit, look at this!" And Jason's like, "Put that fucking shit down, dude. We're gonna get in trouble." But no, it was cool, man.
Yeah,
cool.
But the man cave, I got to say that what I really, really like right now is well, the dragon,
which is behind me right now.
Because I actually have that dragon, but don't have it out displayed because I don't have any room for it. Right. I love
Holy
Aces. Shit, Aces is here.
Hey, we got visitors.
What is going
plus
on?
One.
I look love at these the, folk. I love the Uncharted caricature thing you got going on over here.
Well, it was just basically a poster. It's a Penny Arcade poster for Uncharted 3.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and I got an Assassin's Creed one over there, which is really nice. This is great.
I like
on
it.
Through.
I like it. Yeah, come on.
We're
all
a big community.
So.
You guys are going to be in the shop, but that's the way we want it.
That's right. And I love the autographed Proto Man poster you
from
got.
From Indisfest, the Deuce.
That's right.
Great show. Yeah, fantastic.
That was one of my proudest moments in Indis history. That was
getting
Proto Man here.
The time when we got that last dollar to get Proto Man here, that was pretty amazing.
Well, when
that was an amazing time for all of
when
us.
Our listeners
we were like,
got that last
"Oh
dollar.
My God, we got it all! It's amazing."
Yeah, that was all, and it took like what 3-4 days. Like we were like, "Is this going to happen?
Yeah.
Can we really do this? I don't know. Like this is scary." And it was 3 days later.
Yeah, it was
three four
quick.
Days later. We hit our goal.
That's how we got Nate. Nate actually discovered us from the Proto Man. That's right.
Proto Man. Nice.
Really?
Full circle.
Yeah. I was like,
so we have to blame the Proto Man for him?
Pretty much.
Fuck. Yeah, I emailed them and bitched them out about it already.
I liked them, too. I really did.
So.
I'll just write my reviews.
Back in your cube.
So that's been going on. Just getting
over
this. Cool. I was really excited about having everybody over here tonight, so I'm really happy. I'm glad to have Jason here. Glad
yeah,
to have everybody.
Right.
Good. See, Ace is gonna get a little bit right there. Somewhere.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it, dude. I actually felt bad because so Ace has asked me for the address to Travis's place over Twitter, and I sent it to him, and the spacing got all all fucked up.
Like, is
so
it
said
at all of Twitter. This is where Travis lives.
No, direct message. Direct message. But the lane from the street, the street name, the lane part of the street name went to the next line, and it said Lynn Grayson. It was Lynn Grayson, Georgia, and then it had the everything was one big line, and
good,
I was like,
good luck finding that.
Yeah, I felt bad. I was like, did you make it? And I didn't hear from him.
I texted him the proper address
at some point. I'm glad that happened. Well, Glenn, how are you, dude? You set up all this shit,
dude. Oh, good
dude.
Lord.
I know we've had a couple problems.
We didn't, and then we did. We did an Indus first. I would like to put this out here, in that we were prepped and ready for this motherfucker.
I
would
back him
track,
on
that's
this.
Two motherfuckers. We were prepped and ready for this
Drink!
Show at, oh my God, 7:30? Like
hours before
we were
the
ready
show
to
was
go.
Slated
we prepped
to begin.
It. We checked Skype calls. We checked everything. We're like, oh, this shit's just gonna work. We're good to go. And then Chris shows up and didn't bring a camera we were looking for. And we're like, all right, that's fine. We'll just change this. And I plug one other thing in, and it'll burn. Like if it was one of those Macintosh classics, it would have had the little frowny faced Macintosh show up.
That
just means your shit's broken. And it just didn't do anything. So it wasn't necessarily anybody's fault, but due to a single unforeseen circumstance, it took the entire
system
down.
Due to the fact that I have kids and totally forgot to bring the camera.
Due to the fact that Chris is a good father and dedicates his time to his family,
jerk.
Like some kind of jackass, we had a crappy start at the show.
And see where your priorities are.
Right?
That's right.
Society was like you, it'd be a great place.
I'll tell you what, Nate called me, and he was like, Chris, is this you? You sound different. And I said to him, I said, Nate, I'm just trying to talk really, really quiet.
This is my dad voice.
Seriously sounds like an 18-year-old nerdy guy. I'm not
like, I said, I'm trying to talk really
quiet. Is this Nate?
Because my daughter is asleep on my chest. And he was like, oh, Well, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Yeah, there's a rule.
I like, dropped my voice into a whisper. I was like, okay.
After 7:30, after 7:30,
I'm like, dude, she can't hear you. You're on the phone.
The golden rule is after 7:30, you do not call the Riccio household.
You text.
Like, you text.
No, or you do a Google Hangout.
Call my cell phone.
Cinema Gmail Hangout.
Google Plus Hangout.
Yeah, just
because that doesn't do the most annoying ringtone in the world on your phone.
No, not at all.
For those of you who have not been called with just a only you invite for a Google Plus Hangout on your mobile phone, it just
it's kind of annoying.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
But then you have to wait for the drop though.
Stops.
Wait for the drop.
You just
keep
the drop.
Going. Keep
if,
going.
If Francis would eventually just let it
just
drop.
Let that nasty,
now we're just completely ripping
drop.
Off of another podcast basically. We were listening to yesterday, so we're going to stop doing that entirely. So we got this all set up, and everything is finally up and running and good, and we've got some good shots going here, and I'm proud of the presentation we're putting out. So I'm very happy that that's working out.
Good deal, man. Thank you very much for setting all this up.
Thank you.
In the room.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff!
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, we have a beef with you, motherfucker. All right,
now
it's fine. Everything's going on pause here. What happened to Jeff and T at the airport today? For real.
Dude, we showed up at the airport and they're like, oh, we're going to rent our car. I'm like, you couldn't wait 5 minutes? We're here now.
They
and
couldn't.
We could have said hi, gotten some hugs, and
well,
you
they weren't
go.
Traveling alone, though. It's not like it
dude,
was
dude, I
just
needed
Jeff
my Canadian
car,
ass grab. It was important to me.
Same here. I'm a little upset.
It's important
to
all
it.
Of us. I know, and I know that Jeff, if he could have in any way in his power, I think we all know that Jeff would be here today.
I don't give a fuck about Jeff. I wanted to see T.
I wanted to see T.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be in town. I was surprised that T was going to be here, so.
I was like, oh, we can meet up with Tutno. All right, fine. Yeah. Which is probably why Jeff said that he couldn't meet up with you. Because he knew this.
He was jealous.
Actually, Jeff didn't say anything. We just got a message from, I got a tweet from T that said, we're renting our car. I'm like, well,
okay,
we're
that's
having
like
lunch. I mean, come
50
on.
50 feet from us. Let's hook up. But it
and that's
it
when
was
she
not
realized she needed to make it 150 stat.
Oh,
so
yeah,
she
probably
just jumped out the
could
door.
Could be. So yeah, our meeting was not meant to be.
Wasn't
sadly.
In the stars.
You were with her family, man. That was the response you got.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. That's what I said. It's like, I don't think Jeff had any control over the situation, so. You know, I think it was more of the situation where T and her family were together and they were getting their shit together to drive to Florida. And that was actually a question we had. I know, I think Jeff told me this. It's like, you flew into Atlanta and then you drove to Florida. It's like, why didn't you, what happened to
probably just cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're driving to Pensacola. It's not far.
It's not far at all.
Well, not far
enough. Oh, okay.
They're probably fighting right now in Florida.
I like it.
Let's
this is
move on.
That, I wish that we could have
T,
set
Jeff,
up like a mic. Like, can you just call us on Skype, Jeff, and let us listen into the fighting that's happening
let's
right now in Florida?
T, Jeff, we are in jest, but I mean,
we love you guys. We miss
we love
you,
guys.
It is not the same without Jeff here. It really is not the same.
You're right. It is a lot better, isn't it?
I told you it would.
Those were not my
you
words.
Were right. You were right.
Those were not
I
my
did,
words.
I doubted Jason. I really did, but he was absolutely right.
I kept telling
it
you.
Smells
it
so
smells
much
so
nicer.
Much better, right?
It smells so much better.
Oh my God!
Here.
No farts. No one's farted
it's
yet.
It's quieter.
There's no
at,
crop
I'm
dusting.
Look,
I just I don't
looking
get
at Tyrone
it.
Though. He's looking. Tyrone over here is looking.
He's loading up.
He's got a, it's coming. He's looking a little swirly over there.
Yeah, you do have big shoes to fill if you're going to fill in Jeff's
you have
ungodly abilities.
Ungodly large shoes to fill, sir. I wouldn't even attempt to be honest with you because you will definitely lose all your family.
Dude, Jeff farts in Toronto and we smell it here. It's crazy.
That's how the jet got here.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
we had two of those. We had two of those bad boys.
Travis brought had two of these waiting for us.
You know, you really need to put the microphone to your mouth for people to hear you.
Oh.
that's going to happen a lot, and I'm
it
glad
probably
that you're
will. It probably
monitoring.
Will, we'll and not just for me, not just for me.
How about passing it over here?
So yes, we did. We went out and bought two of these little mini keg deals of Newcastle.
$20, not bad for each.
No, it's $20 each. So it's actually a really good deal. But the thing is, if you first buy one of these, you're going to be really disheartened because the first like two full glasses are nothing but the
nothing
Nickelodeon
but
Phloem.
It's Phloem and Gack, basically.
It's Phloem and Gack and a little bit of Newcastle in the bottom, but you got to kind of dig. It's like the prize at the bottom of the beer box, you know. But it's there. So do stick it out. It's a good time.
So we told Aces, you know, maybe pick up some more beer because we're probably going to float this keg pretty quickly. And we're like, okay, Natty Light.
And that's
something.
Your fault for asking a young drinker to buy beer. They brought PBR over.
PBR, baby. PBR.
Blue Ribbon.
Hey, that's
I don't know.
Better than Natty.
I don't know.
It's really that we can have a
it's really not.
I think that we can fill this entire show with a serious debate about which is better, PBR or Natty Ice.
He did bring Yingling.
And nobody would ever win.
Yingling is better either way.
Yingling's from where I'm from right now.
Okay, Yingling sucks. But no, sorry. But no, Yingling is good, so we're good with Yingling. And Pass Blue Ribbon is kind of a novelty beer, I think, at this point.
You know, I've never really drank a full can of PBR, so tonight I'm excited to partake in a full.
I need a few more of these before I can have some PBR.
When I was a young drinker, it was all about the Milwaukee's Beast. That was the...
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Everybody drink.
Please. Okay.
Foam.
So what were we talking about? I think we were saying
how are you? You said how you were.
I'm good. I've been doing all this stuff. I've been flying like for the last week. Basically, I flew down to Florida to check
out my
sister's wedding.
You went down to Florida first, right?
Yeah, my sister's getting married. She wants me to DJ her wedding, so I'm gonna drop that fat nasty bass.
Can you give us a little treat of your radio voice? Can you give us a little bit how you gonna
It's gonna be the dubstep wedding.
It's the father daughter.
I'm thinking about pulling a little bit of Lonely Island and being Shy Ronnie. Just kind of. Hey, we're going to have everybody, if you just direct your attention, we're going to let's give it up for the new bride and groom.
I was looking for a little, we're back.
Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Over here on the main stage, let me direct your attention to the garter toss. Hey, everybody get up. No, I'm definitely not doing that.
No, don't do that. Please don't.
Because
do
it's
that.
Less of a radio voice and more of a strip club DJ voice.
Coming up next is Charlotte.
That's always been a secret ambition of mine, actually, strip club DJ. Like, I wish I could do that part time.
That would actually kind of be a fun gig to have.
I know.
Let's be honest. You had the voice. We got Mercedes on the main stage, ladies and gentlemen. Open those wallets. She'll open those legs.
Wow.
Will you mentor me?
So that's some dude. I had to fly down there for that. I flew in here for this. I had just for some reason connect in Charlotte to fly to Atlanta.
Yeah, what's that about?
I have no fucking
idea. Dude, fucking connecting in Charlotte. You're better off renting a car and driving here.
And then you Atlanta folk are so fucking ass backwards that you couldn't even land planes here. So I had to wait on the tarmac for an hour and a half before we could fly off. You know it's bad news when the pilot's like, just got off the horn with air traffic control. It's not good news for us, so we're going to go ahead and shut down these engines and just stay put here for a minute. And we'll
ATL
check
actually,
in about half hour.
The airport was going under construction, the roadway. I was held up for a good half hour, 45 minutes on my flight, too.
Oh my God, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Dude, I had no problems with my flight.
Well, what was great is there was a Delta jet parked right next to us, and like I looked over and actually made eye contact with somebody, and we just kind of went,
yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this kind of sucks. This kind of sucks.
It was hilarious. So that made me happy. But that's about it. I'm happy to be here. We've been playing Trials and Borderlands.
Just rediscovering our love for that game.
It's video game awesomeness.
Hey, can we do the 311 set list before we leave?
Tonight?
Yeah.
No, we'll do that battle and brew.
Fuck.
You can sing 311 on Capella right now. Go.
No.
Go.
Motherfucker! That's as far as you're going to get.
I need a beat before I... Oh, you picked my favorite 311 song.
Yeah.
Really, which one was it?
It's got to fit with one of them somewhere. I didn't think about that one so much. Well, none of those tracks have a beatboxable beat. Yeah, no, let's do the
should.
Beatbox beat for Amber.
They should. No, they should do that.
If they
put a beatbox in beat.
That's a standard 2/4 snare beat.
I'm not beatboxing it.
It's not worth it.
If they did put a beatboxing beat to their tracks, their last two records would have been much, much better.
They would have sold better.
They would have sold
better. You're absolutely right. I would have bought two of them.
I haven't even listened to the last record yet. I haven't even listened to it.
God, it's embarrassing. It's beach music.
So I really hate to break this to you, but pretty much all 311 is beach music.
You can eat a dick. That is incorrect.
It's grill out music.
You could not have said a more wrong answer than that.
I got to agree with Travis on this one.
It's go out and grill music. It's hang out at the beach music. It's go to the beach house with your friends music.
There is no way that those first two albums are anything like beach music.
Okay, so what's up next, guys?
Nate, what's going on?
Beach music.
What am I supposed to be talking about?
I don't know. What are you up to, man?
What's up, man?
Wait, you know, we had you on the show last week. What's been going on since last week?
A lot of stuff, sorry.
Wrong
know.
Direction.
Fifth beer in. No, I'm just kidding. Not much. Just playing XCOM, Dishonored.
Fuck you.
What?
XCOM. I want to play XCOM.
It is fucking awesome.
I know it is. I want to play it.
Funny enough, I was playing the OG XCOM earlier today, and Glenn was like, man, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. This is the coolest game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah. The other thing I said was, what the fuck are you playing?
Is that Guile down there?
What's he doing?
The best part of that game is whenever he walked, you heard...
And they kept that sound effect. It was so iconic. They actually kept it. Yeah. So in like some of the cutscenes, yeah, when you're like running off the. Actually, you know what? The guy with the earpiece,
yeah.
Just as he's like shifting his feet, you can hear that sound.
Really?
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Are you talking about the new one?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I didn't even catch that.
Also, if you're in like a spaceship, it got
loud.
Yeah. Are they? Do they all still walk very bow legged like the old characters?
Yeah, I don't know. I love old school XCOM, but I also love new school.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I haven't even played old school XCOM. I actually have all of them. They had one of those Steam packages.
It's on Steam. You can definitely get it.
No, I got them all.
You're up. You're next.
I have them all.
Jason just ate my.
Jason, I did not pay a quarter of your plane ticket for you to get off the camera. Get off the camera.
The thing that I really, really loved about that XCOM, I was trying to explain to Glenn, but he's such a graphics whore, couldn't get past it.
Yeah.
Was that like it was? No, you couldn't get past the graphics. And what the thing was, like, you take personal responsibility and ownership of these characters, especially when you name them and everything. So basically, we were naming. I think he was a little more interested. I was playing a game where we're naming them after a YouTube video we've been watching nonstop. So Ibrahim Moises and Hingle McCringleberry. What is rocking? And then he was interested.
Donkey teeth.
Donkey teeth. Yeah, my man. Donkey teeth was rocking.
No, I decided when Mouse I Cop. Finally.
Mouse Cop was a beast once he got that plasma rifle in his.
Hey, how did Dan Smith do?
He died the second.
I am not surprised.
It's like the
you know why?
Of every movie I've ever watched.
You know, I can't bring myself to name the characters until I'm sure they're gonna maybe live past one mission.
So here
it hurts too much.
Here's what I want to mention.
Like, oh,
so
no.
So me and Jason and our buddy John.
Hi, John.
Who's local. And Scott from Welcome to the Goop.
Hey, Scott.
We have this email thread going for XCOM. It's well over 100 messages. It's already rolled into a second one in Gmail. And, you know, Scott and John were all gung-ho, and they were like, dude, we're totally going to play this on, like, the hardcore setting.
Iron Man is the only way to do it.
And Iron Man, so if you guys don't know, is so if you play Iron Man mode, it saves... auto saves after every move.
You can't reload saves.
So it only has one save file. Mm-mm. So you basically whatever happened, that's what happened. You're done with it. They played Iron Mode. It's like one day went by. Yeah, I think I'm switching to normal.
it's too grueling.
I play on classic. It's
classic is the Iron Man, right?
You have to enable it. You can choose.
No, classic. Classic is being able to have your multiple saves. Yeah. I mean, that's how
it just okay. it ups the difficulty
XCOM
a little
if
bit.
I didn't have like other saves set up. It's very much like Valkyria Chronicles.
That's what I was going to say because Valkyria Chronicles is like, especially on that one mission with the giant tank that you fight. Mm-hmm. I think I had like 18 save files for that one mission.
Every move I made, I saved. Save.
I think didn't we do some math yesterday? You said that you had like how many hours put in this game?
Well, for the first Valkyria Chronicles, my. my ending save file.
Guys, we haven't even gotten to distractions and we're already
drunk.
I know. Come on.
So my save file in the first VC, it was like 30-something hours.
Okay, so the save file actually
the
said
the save
this.
File was, I think
I thought
was
you were
hours.
Estimating like with all of your reloads, because you did that constantly.
I did.
Right?
Okay. I did do that. And that's what I was telling Jason. It's like when Valkyria Chronicles, when I was playing Valkyria Chronicles, I had this specific plan of how shit was going to work. And I would save like after every move. And if I walked up to someone and fired at them, and the guy ducked,
you reloaded.
I would totally reload that shit because you are not ducking my shots.
What love quick saves.
I'm totally killing your ass.
That is a bitch,
motherfucker,
Riccio.
Damn it!
So when did we start distractions? Like that was
so I think we're
getting
close.
Started with Nate, right?
All right. So how are you guys doing? I know you guys got here late.
We just got here.
What's going on?
Pass the mic.
Hi, pass the mic. Give it to Aces.
Chili, let me do the reach around for him.
Aces, the rest of your IPP squad bitched out on us.
Lame, son.
Seriously, it's like there were like five people coming and they bitched out on us.
Yeah, I got a text about an hour ago. They're like, hey, you should probably book hotel rooms for a couple more nights because we're not going to make it.
Because we're a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, all of them.
Can I see your claptrap tattoo?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Dude, you have a claptrap tattoo?
Yeah,
that's got it. Can you get up and show the camera that, actually? That's actually pretty
that's
dope.
That's really nice. There's a camera here and there.
Glenn, make sure that he's in the
yeah,
shot.
Right here.
That's
dope.
Oh, he's in there.
That is nice. I'm actually talking about ass. But the tattoo's nice too.
Hold on. Turn around. Let me see it.
That's awesome.
Dude, that is badass, man. That is a very cool ass tattoo.
Thanks, man.
Show everybody your maple leaf now. I don't want to see it. I've seen plenty of it.
He lost the bet.
Basically. It was a farting contest with Jeff.
Nobody wins those.
Who would make that bet?
Yeah. Only a fool who wants a Canadian Maple Leaf tattoo. So me.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So what's up, Aces?
Being in a car for like 8 hours today.
How was that?
It was worth it,
real
right?
Real bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was boring.
I've been there.
You drive?
Yeah.
I mean, did you specifically drive, or were you just in the car?
Did anybody else drive?
No, me by myself.
Tyrone, why are you such a pussy, man? Why didn't you try?
Hold on, yeah, look at him, man.
You drive from the passenger seat when you wanted to text.
Oh,
I see. So here, take the wheel while I text to someone.
The dude with the
cause that's safe.
Feeling kind of exhausted?
Oh,
let's take that shit. Wheel.
Last two times Tyrone's been here, he's almost wrecked my car, so he's not touching it.
You're not allowed to drive anymore.
In Atlanta.
Not in Atlanta?
Okay. Yeah, anywhere else he's fine, but here he's bad.
Yeah, Atlanta kind of sucks.
Yeah.
As far as traffic goes.
Yeah, Atlanta is infamous for having really, really terrible. Before I even moved here, I would come up here just to visit some friends. And I immediately found out that the drivers are just absolutely horrible.
Dude, especially around here, my drive here was very stressful.
It's rough, man.
I drive downtown Atlanta, but on the way here, I was seriously like,
No, people know how to drive downtown. It's fine downtown. It's like once you get into the suburb.
It's
pretty much. It's like it's a giant bunch of squares.
Well, Memorial was like dodging bullets and many
bad,
different
man.
Forms.
True enough.
Alright, you can.
And I'll tell you what, when you're driving in Atlanta, and this may be true in other states too. I don't know, but if it starts to rain, everybody forgets what they know. It's like they don't know enough as it is, but everyone fucking forgets the little that they know.
That's not a local thing.
Is that everywhere?
That's everywhere.
It's like, oh look, it's raining. I'm gonna go 20 miles below the speed limit.
Up where Jason is, I imagine, is just as bad as me because they equate precipitation in any way to snow. Precipitation is snow.
Like, they're ready
so,
for it. Yeah,
so it starts to rain, and you're on a highway with a 65-mile-an-hour
like,
speed limit, and everybody does 20.
Yeah.
But everybody, like, literally everybody at the same time does 20. So you're just like, oh, it's a little bit of fog. Everybody has stopped in front of me. Now.
Do they have their hazards on? Do they have their hazards on?
Some schmuck bags do turn their hazards on.
I don't understand that. Do people know that it is illegal to actually have a moving vehicle with hazards on?
No, I would imagine not, or else
really?
It would.
Pretty
do
sure that they don't know. Yes,
it is illegal to not be off to the shoulder.
It's technically illegal to be moving with your hazards.
I'm banging
on.
That. I don't know about that.
And the other thing that happens
nobody uses
a lot,
Bing. Everybody uses Google. Stop saying that.
I don't know. Did you see the new Bing commercial? The new Bing commercial is pretty impressive.
Hey, new Bing commercial is great.
Yeah.
Not to mention
it.
The fact that everybody that uses Bing gets viruses.
I haven't seen that commercial. Let me go look it up on Google. So now the other thing I'm not sure about, Jason, if it works with you like it does. There's quite a few elderly folk that maybe shouldn't be out on their own around where I live.
Also,
and that
also
only
not a local
Sunday
thing.
Yeah, but the what they like to do a lot up in Pennsylvania is go down an on-ramp to the highway at the proper speed to the highway.
Sure.
And then decide all of a sudden that they don't think there's room, so they're going to stop right now.
Right. Yeah, it's scary.
So
scary.
I'm going to look to my left
to
go,
highway.
Where can I merge onto the, oh God,
oh, yeah,
and die.
So is that how you drive, Chris? Pretty much?
Actually, the funny thing is that like when we moved to Georgia, we moved to Georgia from Florida, and so my mom had to retake her exam, her driver's exam.
Oh, really?
And she actually
absolutely her exam.
It was like
driver's exam, motherfucker. See, now I'm just doing it to do it. It's not even fun anymore. My mom was doing this. She's like, yeah, I took the test, and I can't believe that they wanted me to actually speed up to get onto the highway. I'm like,
that's kind of what you do, lady.
Really?
Just hand me your driver's license and the car keys, please.
I mean, I didn't know any better. I was like 12 at the time, but it's like now I look back and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've been living here a long time. I'm old. That's basically the joke. I just want you guys to know I'm old.
Life lessons.
God forbid, I'm 36. Watch out.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I'm 36.
If there's a strong enough wind that goes by, he's just going to blow away like that.
Kiss my ass, Nate. I'm 36, but I can still kick your ass. I can tell you that right now.
You're betting on Riccio.
I guarantee you that everybody in this room would bet on me.
Papa Scoots will destroy you. Especially with
damn right.
I was just waiting.
I don't feel pain.
Unfortunately, I think all our listeners do, so we should probably move forward with the segments.
Wow.
Yeah, let's talk about some games then. Let's talk about some games. All right, one game each. Jason.
Borderlands 2.
Yes!
In like 2 weeks.
The game is so cool!
Probably about 80 hours into this game.
Wow.
And yeah, seriously.
Hey, you started playing the Necromancer this weekend.
Yeah, I've been playing too, a shit ton of the Necromancer. Gage. She's really, really cute. And
that robot's pretty bad.
She's really diverse as well as far as... I mean, she's super cute. You know, she's got the fun quips and one-liners and stuff, pigtails and whatnot. But her skill trees... are
interesting.
They're geared towards like so many different people.
Yeah,
I've heard people say girlfriend mode.
No, I don't.
There's a tree that is girlfriend mode.
I wouldn't say there's a tree. They're like the first power, the ricochet power. Yeah. You know where the bullets fly off the walls and stuff. They do like significantly less damage.
Well,
so.
No, I heard, and I don't know if this is true because I haven't actually looked at her skill trees yet. Mm-hmm. But I heard that there's an actual skill in her skill trees where. Basically, you shoot anywhere and it hits something.
Well, no. The first tree is earlier in the very, very first tree, the noob-friendly tree, that basically you can shoot anywhere, it'll bounce off a wall or bounce off the ground and it'll hit somebody. But it's majorly reduced. The damage is
right.
Majorly
reduced. It's like the first one says 50%
less. Later on in one of the other skill trees, maybe like the fifth level, there's one where you hit another enemy and it'll bounce off to another enemy and there's not much damage reduction and everything. So it'll help.
Damn!
Her. Yeah, it'll help her, but it's deep into one of the
so
other
so you like you shoot one guy and it hits like three others
it'll
it
hit
could.
Maybe like one
there's
maybe
one or two others
it's
yeah.
a percentage yeah, yeah. It's all
that's
the
pretty badass
dice. It's pretty cool but the anarchy
yeah.
skill tree is really really interesting because there's a lot especially in the beginning
super complex yeah
really
you get like anarchy stats
a lot
all
of
about
risk
reward,
reward because yeah. you're getting a lot of things but you're also like it's stopping you and this is a real big problem for me because I'm going to go for the anarchy skill tree
really
I think I am
okay
because it's interesting I want to try something a little more complex but the issue is I'm very used to shooting a couple bullets, reloading, and you were penalized for doing that.
There's also another skill in that tree where you are rewarded for that.
Yeah.
And it's, so, I mean, that's why it's a little confusing.
But it's not towards the beginning. Like, you have to...
Did you beat the game?
I haven't. Actually, I'm level, like, 26 with zero, and I wanted to jump in with Gage, so I started the Necromancer
okay.
today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still playing Maya. I think I'm around the halfway mark right now.
Right.
It's
is
good
that
the
right?
Siren's
I'm
totally gimped in this game.
I'm about halfway through like all the stuff that happens with what's
describe
her name?
Describe it as indescript as possible because it's very fresh still.
No. I was just going to mention that I'm dealing with Tiny Tina right now. That's
okay. Oh, you're not even close to halfway.
You're not even close to the halfway.
Not even near halfway.
Okay, I've done a few missions. I've done like several missions.
You haven't
for
even
Tiny
you haven't even gotten the big
like
plot
level
twist.
30 by the time you beat the game.
Right. Yeah, I'm level 19 right now.
Oh, so I'm really close actually. I need to go ahead and finish it with zero.
I'm level 30 right now, and
that
I'm
like easy mode. I'm not gonna lie. That's how I beat it.
I don't
think that's true at all. Yeah.
Zero,
am I like the only person?
Yes. Seriously.
Apparently,
I cannot.
Apparently, being Nate is easy mode.
Being Nate.
And you just gotta be Nate and just be God at games, and then everything's easy mode.
Beat Dark Souls and review it. I mean, come on.
Dark Souls, easy mode.
I think in general, there's so many different play styles and so many different characters and trees that, you know, everybody's going to find a good, solid fit for them.
Especially now that the Necromancer is out.
And those solid fits, you know, they work well with whoever you play. And, you know, it is kind of easy mode to anybody.
With me,
it's like Axton, you know. I can just throw out a turret, forgive and forget, just like kill everything. Yeah, Gunzerker does, you know, a shit ton of damage. You know, same thing with Zero. You know, if it matches your playstyle, you're going to do really well at that game. And that's why it's so much fun, I think.
Hey, just to update, Tanya is now taking over Jeff's account in the chat. So
excellent.
Everybody's a little bit happier. There's a little more sexy in the room now.
She
brought sexy back into the chat, yeah.
So back on top, though, with Borderlands 2, what interested me the most is how this kind of became a character and story-driven game.
That was something that was certainly missing from the first game.
Because the first one was definitely just a game mechanic driven, I enjoy playing this game, which is fun.
Still fun.
I loved it.
It was great.
But this keeps all of that and in fact improves on everything that you loved in Borderlands 1. But there's actual story and things that there's substance that happens that will actually make you take the controller, put it down,
it's true.
And go, oh my God, I am going to kill that Jack motherfucker.
And really really, really deep stuff that you will completely miss because you were telling us about some.
Oh, yeah. Me and Jason had a discussion that everybody else in the room completely missed happening. And me and Jason were on the exact same page
with
it. It blew everybody's mind.
But you can miss it.
Yeah.
Can I just say
it was cool.
That Lilith is a fucking badass in this game.
Yeah, yeah,
she's a beast.
She is fucking crazy badass in this game.
Sup.
She's gorgeous. Sup.
What the hell?
She's got some nice boobs, I gotta say.
them be some sweet, sweet pixels.
Show me them polygons.
Come on, girl, show me that.
Polygons Gone Wild with Chris Regan.
Wow.
No, she rode me at 30 frames per second. It was really nice.
It was a bunch. It was like a BSOD and shit, and like a Facebook type one with between her and Roland. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I miss you, baby. Where you at?
Yeah.
Oh, the echoes with them are really, really funny.
Those are hilarious.
Those echoes are really funny.
I don't think I've seen those yet.
Well, you needed to call me out here for that. And hi.
Hi. How are you? Going?
Just the things
real
they do.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Just the things that they do, especially like in the middle of missions, like your mission parameters will change and it's become something off the wall, out the third base. Just really, really crazy, crazy things.
I'm not going to spoil it, but did you like those quests that had no point whatsoever that just popped up for like 1 second?
Well, like the shoot me
the best,
in the face.
The shoot me in the face quest was the best quest.
I haven't done that. I really want to do that quest now, though.
Just some marauders just jumping around. Shoot me in the face!
And
you
just,
I love that.
You accept the quest. It just says shoot him in the face. And then for the pluses on there, it says not in the leg, not in the stomach.
The bonuses.
Not in the elbow, the optional. But the face. Yeah. And then you shoot him in the face. Thank you!
And he dies. And he's dead. And that's it.
And you get a reward for it. It's great.
It's so crazy.
I love it. I kind of wish that there was a lot more of those type of missions because that would be just a lot of fun to go around and do. But. Yeah. Kind of when you, because sometimes you do get burned out chasing down, you know, the side missions. Like, historically in Borderlands 1, if you got burned out doing a story mission where you kept dying or something like that, so you needed to level up, you'd go and start doing side missions.
Double microphone.
All the way across the sky?
Motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Motherfucker.
Did you guys see the double rainbow thing in Borderlands? Have you gotten that Easter egg?
No, but what? But in
Claptrap will come on and talk to you and say all the way. Yeah,
dude, I did the Minecraft thing yesterday.
Oh, you did? Nice.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I saw it in the credits and I was just like, Minecraft?
Yeah. What? It was actually pretty cool, man. It was funny. It was good. It's good stuff.
So
I'm playing through it again.
I was half asleep. It was like 12.
So in Borderlands 1, historically, if you're doing story missions, you were being murdered because you were low level or something like that. So you go and do some side missions to level up, and they were relatively easy. You know, Borderlands 2, that's not necessarily the case. You'll go and do some side missions, and they will rack your ass just as much as the story missions do.
Dude, badass mutant bug thing.
Oh my God, that was ridiculous.
That thing was kicking my ass. It's like, okay, not to mention that, okay. Mm.
And you didn't see it coming. Like that that particular mission, they're like, oh yeah, we're just going to do some studying. So just whenever you see one of these pods show up, just go ahead and stick this needle in it. You stick this needle in it, and this fucking thing comes up. He goes, oh shit, run away, kill it, it's ugly, kill it. And it's impossible to kill.
I have a rocket launcher that does like 1600 damage. It took 4 shots.
I would just like to say, in the world of Borderlands 2, 1600 damage rocket launcher is the pussiest rocket launcher I've ever heard of in my life.
I've seen several rocket launchers with much less than 1600.
I don't know how you found those. In that game, I haven't gotten one less than 3600 since I started 2. The game.
Are you serious?
That's low. They do like 9,000 plus now, all of them.
Yeah.
Dude, I have some that do like 800 damage. I've seen some that do like 800 damage and shit like that.
No, we're exaggerating.
I used my golden key, and I think the rocket launcher I have right now does 30,000.
Yes.
30,000?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What level were you when you used the golden key?
I think like 30, 32.
Okay. Okay, that makes more sense.
There's a sniper.
Yeah, I'm only like level 19. If I use a
sniper rifle,
that is like 200 damage.
Sniper rifle did like 9,000 damage.
Insane. But she's level 50.
She's level 50. And she used the golden key, pulled out a sniper rifle, and 9,000 damage. Why would you use anything else?
It's like 2 or 3 guaranteed rares. Like you're going to get the best thing at that level.
And I do like that, and they keep throwing those shift codes out that you can get to give you the golden key for rare drops, and it doesn't suffer.
That's totally D's nuts.
If we whisper loud enough, Glenn can hear us, but nobody else can.
I hate you so much. I really do.
Can I just say how happy I am that Jason's in town for this?
Okay. Oh, God. So it doesn't suffer from the Borderlands 1 trap of you pick up a weapon at level 10 that you never let go of.
You're always finding new
every
shit.
Every character you did in Borderlands 1, you'd find some godlike weapon in like level 10, then you'd never find a better weapon there.
I didn't find one at level 10, but like in
you
the
didn't
teens,
so much?
In Jason? The teens, I found some good stuff.
No, I'm still having that experience in this game. If you find like a legendary orange weapon or if you find something that just like really, really suits your playstyle, I don't mind spending more ammo killing something if I'm using a gun that works really, really well. I found the shotgun that had like a 96% aim rate. Mm-hmm. For a shotgun, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and
I had one like that with a
scope.
It was a
throw like a grenade. And it was just tearing through stuff, and it got me through about 10 levels. I was level 30 before I gave up this level 20 weapon.
Right.
So I'm still experiencing that thing that you're.
I haven't had it though. I've changed weapons probably every 3 levels. I've come across. I'm like ooh.
Yeah.
And that was.
Don't sleep on the
better.
Weapons though. That say the accuracy increases every time you shoot those
Hyperion stuff.
Hyperion stuff.
Weapons.
Some of the worst. Sniper rifles, but
definitely the worst SMGs, sniper rifles.
Especially the ones that talk. Fuck those. I picked up a sniper rifle that every single time I shot somebody in the head said he probably had a family.
Did you guys get to the
That's a Hyperion.
Did you guys get the
you'd reload and it would go, at least you stop killing people for a second.
did you guys get to the point where your voice
I haven't seen that yet.
You guys get to the point where your voice changes for a certain thing?
Yeah, because you've got to be a body double for a minute and
that I needed to go out and do some things, and I probably played about 10 hours. I probably played about 10 hours with that voice. And it was fantastic. I love it.
You know the only thing about, because I'm playing Zero right now and you're playing Zero. Yeah. And whenever I jump, my mind went back to Quake 2. That was the jump noise in Quake 2.
I can see that.
Like it changed a little bit in Borderlands 2 at least, but every now and again I'd get that exact noise. I'm like, the fuck am I playing? What is happening right now?
Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2.
Buy it if you have it.
It's candidate for game of the year. You need to play it.
It's the creator of Awkward Pauses.
Who played Dishonored?
2012.
Did you play Dishonored?
I have.
Tell us about Dishonored.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Thief.
It's your turn. Go.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay, I want to talk to you about
this.
It's not exactly like Thief.
It's similar to Thief, but then you have the supernatural.
I think it's...
I think it's exploding on the sides. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, go ahead.
It's a little bit of leakage. Yeah,
No, but it's similar to Thief.
You certainly have stealth elements that you can go down.
Yeah, and I mean, you're playing levels instead of having this open world, as far as I've played.
Yeah, there's no
open
world about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a little
opener,
more linear.
More
yeah.
open areas. I said opener. Ugh.
Way more openerist.
It is the neuristic,
nihilistic, whatever. Anyway. But anyways, yeah, so it's similar to Thief. I haven't gotten too far into it because, you know, it came out 2 days, 3 days ago. But I don't know. Like, I mean, I bought XCOM and Dishonored at the same time, and my
that was a bad move, man.
this was a pretty like excellent week for game releases.
Yeah, it really was. I was like, I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, it's starting.
I'm sorry,
it's,
we're not.
This
we're
is
not
game
doing,
season.
Yeah.
Yeah, back
week.
To,
fuck
back
that.
To
I'll see you in February. So,
you're not too far.
Of the year, right there.
You're not right too there. Far into the game, as far as you know, the skill progression and everything, it seems to skew more towards a combat side rather than sneaking, which is why
that was my biggest issue. There's no indicator really, unless I haven't noticed yet, of when you're hiding, and I'll be straight up like in shadows, crouched. And guys will come around the corner, and sure, it's like the hardest difficulty, but...
And then he remembers he's not even playing the game. Yeah.
But no, like, I was hiding in some place that I thought was really well hidden and shadowed, and, like, a guard just walks around the corner and is like, dude, like, why are you just chilling there?
Yeah.
And, like, beat the shit out of me.
Nothing.
That's the key word too. Is like, you know, that was the concept that they were trying to mimic, was, you know, the old Thief games, right? You know, the stealth. And I don't know if they pulled it off.
So far, I haven't gotten it, other than they try to give you different paths. And usually, it's just if you have a little bit higher ground than their field of view, because you unlock those abilities like blink, and then you have Sauron's eye. It seriously is. Or Sauron's eye, like it does the whole when you go into
it. It does the what? I love it.
That's another issue I have with the game. I want to talk about that.
I'm using that as transitions from here on out.
Whenever Nate calls,
but anyways. So when you activate that, you can see their field of view, but it's very limited. So, I mean, when you go, like, just a little bit above their head, they're just – you could be standing there, like, staring at them, and you think they're looking at you, and they're just like, eh, whatever. Because there was an area I was seriously thought I was sneaking around. I was like, you know what? I mean, there were times they'd be, like, looking over the bridge at me, and they didn't notice that I was there. So I was like, oh, so I must – the stealth aspect is kicked in, or – No.
It's broken,
or it was an area where I didn't need to hide, because I thought they just acted like normal NPCs that didn't care you were there.
But I see.
As soon as I stood up, everybody was like, "Ah!" So I don't know, like, what is that? It's broad daylight, and I was hiding in a shadowed area, and somebody noticed me there. But then I'm in broad daylight, and they're looking down at me, and they don't see.
Game's
me.
Broken.
From what I understand, the combat trees, if you play it more actiony, I guess you might have a better time. I don't know.
I've been shooting.
You might have a little more frustration playing if you're just going a stealth route.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is people are all talking about how you can play through the mission and not kill anybody. And I was like, I never encountered that.
Is there any Bioshock in there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely Bioshock. I mean, style and artwork, definitely. And
I like the whole concept of like the Wailing City and everything. It looks really cool.
See, that's the thing is... Okay, I'm getting a little too much into my little.
Well,
English
he doesn't like anything.
No. It's not that I don't disagree with it. Jeff will agree.
Where you at in the chat room? He'll agree. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, if you want to play a game that's very similar to reading Moby Dick, play this game. And I mean, it's the whole whaling thing, but it's very similar in setting and style. But
I see what you're getting at. Yeah.
I agree. Totally don't want to play this game anymore.
I'm just really, I'm really disappointed about
just
the
like,
stuff.
Like, I gotta
aspect.
Read, motherfucker.
Come on!
I'll pick it up on the red box.
Well, I mean,
play it for a day.
I was really excited. Yes, that's my favorite movie ever. No,
Moby Dick. 2010.
He loves that dick.
2010 Moby Dick. But anyways,
wait, there's a 2010 Moby Dick, really?
Yeah, it's a movie.
What?
Is that
didn't come out in 2010, did it?
No, is
I
this like
don't
a,
know.
Is this like a sci-fi movie, like really like straight to DVD type thing?
Oh, okay.
It's probably like Poseidon with Moby Dick.
So, but I see an aircraft carrier. So it's like Colonel Ahab or something like that. Like
Colonel Ahab.
No, but
Admiral Ahab.
Definitely, I'm really disappointed with the stealth aspect so far.
Yeah.
But I haven't beaten it, so I don't want to say that I hate the game right now.
Yeah,
I mean, still figuring it out. So.
Wait, are you reviewing this game for the
No, hell no.
I think, okay. I think if you...
if anything, I'll review XCOM. Almost I need a positive give a review. Shit.
Give this man a positive review. Give him Uncharted. Come on now.
If you play it unlike, you know, you would a Thief A+ game, right? Just A+ go in without those expectations, A+ I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Layer is an A+.
With Dishonored, even though it's not like a, like, it's not going to sell, like, you know, 5 million copies in the first month or anything like that, but, like, it's got an odd amount of hype about it because, like, people are throwing, you know, terms like Bioshock. They're throwing Thief around. They're throwing these
games. Initial trailers. Yeah, the CG trailers.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so
there really
is
are,
a lot of hype, and I think a game like this is almost destined to. I mean, critically, it'll be like it'll get some, you know, really good reviews, but I think it's almost destined to fail because of the fact that,
especially when it doesn't live up to those CG trailers. Like, you know, you don't get that feel when you're playing the game. No. I think
that God, that like sounds familiar.
Yeah, Dead Island. Have you guys seen the GameSpot review for it?
No.
It doesn't have a negative comment about it, but it got a 9.0.
You know that's a good score, right?
Yeah, but I mean, other games, you still have a good and a bad. Dishonored just has good, and that's it. And I don't...
Excuse me.
I just hate games, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just going to pass the mic.
You don't like fun! You hate fun!
It's like Thief covered in peanut butter, I hate it.
Jack Bauer would hate that game.
I am ready for Tinkle Time.
Tinkle Where's time? Mine to tell?
Yeah.
All right. Well, who's up next?
I'll talk next.
You go. Right. You go.
I'm
tinkle.
Go tinkle.
One game.
What you
going
to talk about though?
Retro City Rampage.
Oh, good. Oh, go for it.
Yo, yeah. It's the truth.
It is
the truth. Are you going to talk with him about that?
It's the
no,
hand.
I can't. No, I got to go pee.
Yeah,
but
it's
I'm backing him up.
It's the.
It's out. It's out. Okay, give me a break.
Out? It's the handheld truth.
I bought it. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, this game has had some hype around it for a while. It's been in development for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years. One guy made
this. That's pretty good. That's
it's
pretty
really really
cool.
Impressive. Yeah. So if you haven't seen any screenshots of it, I think younger gamers won't appreciate it. I really don't think so because it's the fact that, you know, we played a lot of games like this and older gamers, if you've seen like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the video game Who Framed Roger Rabbit on the Nintendo, like the gameplay looks just like that. Like this, like when you're going around the city and everything. Have you played that joint? Have you played that Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
All the marketing for that game is awesome. They have like
a great
90s commercial.
It's awesome.
And then, they have like a 90s commercial for the marketing.
We have to remind people that they don't have a microphone.
But on Steam, it has a guy riding on what's the DeLorean shooting out with a Nintendo Nintendo scope
blaster?
Yeah, Nintendo blaster, the blaster
over the shoulder and in the hand
dude, I know the difference.
Apparently not, she just asked
what. so anyway, Retro City Rampage. So I'm messing around with it right now on my Vita, which is, first of all, when you buy it, you automatically get the PlayStation version, and there's
cross-game saves.
Awesome.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
For $15, you get both versions.
Yeah, and it's really, really worth it there. So I'm sitting around playing around, and I got the top-down view, a la, like, old-school Grand Theft Auto, like 1 and 2.
Yeah, it looks like 1 and 2, Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2.
And this baby is what? That's what, 16 colors, maybe?
Maybe
16 colors. I mean, this is, like, old-school 8-bit, and it's gorgeous, but it's cool. There's a whole bunch of little different things you can do. First of all, combat wise like they take things like in, I mean, graphically it's an 8-bit game, it looks like this game was made in the 80s, but gameplay wise they throw a cover system, like there's cover shooting. There's, you can treat this like a twin stick shooter. You can walk around with your left analog stick and you can shoot and everything when you have a gun in your hand with the right stick, and it's shooting any direction you want. There's an auto lock system if you want to use that, so you can choose what you want to do.
I love the music. For, like, I was telling him.
Yeah, it's straight up chip tunes. Yeah,
I know
chip tunes.
It sounds
awesome,
like a Mega Man game to me.
It really does.
Which
there's a
I
lot
think
of
really
Mega Man
is
there.
The pinnacle of 8-bit game soundtracks. Mega Man soundtracks were spectacular.
Which is ironic because I've already had I've already had a Mega Man.
Fuck you, Castlevania was better.
It was as good.
Okay, I can deal with that.
And I've already had a Mega Man
hug it out, guys.
Pop culture reference in here. The pop culture references are fantastic. I've had Mega Man, Ninja Turtles, there's a Metal Gear, Back to the Future. I mean, there's a lot of cool things in this game. So, like, especially,
but I mean, like I said, they had the DeLorean and him shooting the blaster, Nintendo blaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Off the side of it. So I mean, it's,
just so you know that he knows what he's talking about.
I'm getting a blaster.
Dude, I totally own a blaster.
I'm a game panda cat.
It's the orange one.
So, you guys,
I think I still have the gray one from what? That's how old I am, though. That's basically.
You probably have Rob too.
Was
it just me as a kid that used to like use the blaster and like your imaginary gun shooting? Yeah, like what if you were like,
dude, Captain N was awesome.
If you were say just running around and doing your, you know,
except for the fact that they made Simon Belmont look like an idiot.
Well, he was a pompous prick.
Dude,
that's why
he was a pompous.
Still have a Legend of Zelda Choose Your Ending novel.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah. Dude, it's,
I had a Mario one. Awesome. It was bleak. Like, they tell you, like, you fall to your death. I'm like, whoa!
You landed on a million spikes.
Oops,
and die.
Wrong pipe, motherfucker.
I didn't pick that page.
You're a dick.
But anyway, Retro City Rampage, it is a. Just buy it. It's worth every penny. I really like it, especially with the cross save, cross play. We didn't play it on the PlayStation 3, though. I wanted to see how it looked.
Yeah, well,
I really love the cross buy thing that they're doing with
there needs to be more of that, and that's going to be the key to Vita software sales. Yeah. The more things that they can make, even if it's not like a fully functional thing, but say there was like. Just for instance, it's completely hypothetical. I'm just pulling shit out of thin air. But say you had a game like Borderlands 2 where you've got a character that you build up. Say there was something you could do where you could load that character, like a save, and you could do like a series of mini games that would help you level that character up or something like that on the Vita, so you could take it with you and work on that character and then bring it home and play it in the actual game.
You know, we'll see how it goes because, you know, Gearbox is talking about a Vita Borderlands.
This is why Call of Duty on the Vita is going to fail.
They're not
Black Ops 2.
They're going to the PSP model.
Yep.
Which is, you know,
make a different game for the PSP.
Exactly.
And
slightly.
You know what?
But
people that
not
play
terribly,
Call of Duty,
but still
people
different.
That play Call of Duty on like 360 or PlayStation, they want to play what Call of Duty game they are playing.
Yep.
All right.
There's no reason why the Vito couldn't do it.
About Black Ops. Whatever
declassified.
Declassified. Nobody gives a shit about that. You know why? Because it doesn't help their multiplayer character in the PS3 version.
Nope.
And you know what? If they would have made Black Ops 2 literally straight port and said cross save, it's gonna and cross play, that would have sold Vitas like a fuck ton.
There's no reason not.
Who is working at Sony that doesn't fucking get this?
There's no reason not to have done that. It feels like it was a lack of communication. Because the whole Black Ops Declassified...
it's a lack of intelligence, Glenn.
The Black Ops Declassified goes back to the standard format of making games for the Sony PSP. Which was, we're going to release these games day and date with the games that came out for the console... but they're going to be shitty. That's the only difference.
It's the exact same game, except it's terrible.
It's great.
It's the fact that there's no... I mean, people are going to... If they're going to play Call of Duty, they're going to play Call of Duty on their PS3 or their 360. There's no reason for them to play it on PSP if it's not doing anything. Or
good
PS
call.
Vita, if it's not doing anything for their character that's on the PS3. There's no reason for them to play it. Pointless. What's happening in the chat room?
B-Wrong says Chris is drunk.
I'm a little happy. Yes, that is correct.
If you're happy and you know it,
clap your
drink
hands.
A beer.
I'm out of beer.
So Chris, what are you
drink
playing,
a beer
man?
And then...
What am I playing?
Oh, you know, I know what you're playing.
The one game. Man. What am I playing?
The one code.
I'm playing Code of Princess, baby.
I'm picking it up tomorrow.
I hear that she has armor that covers only
just
her nipples.
Her nipples. Yeah. she's an armored princess. That
you know what I'm talking about.
The armor only covers her nipples. And it's kind of obnoxious.
Comment? No.
It's kind of obnoxious.
No. She does not know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna break it down in this way. If you liked Guardian Heroes,
loved it,
you're gonna love this game.
Nice.
That's
also if you a scantily clad armor nipples.
Love it. Armor nipples. That's right.
Wait, in 3D.
I mean,
it's not pasties or anything.
Girl?
No.
What?
Oh. What'd you say?
No, there's a character. There's a character in the game named. There's a character in the game named Allie that seriously, until there was another character that said, "Hey, ladies," I didn't even know it was a girl because it looked like
that earlier. It wasn't me, guys. Okay.
It seriously looked like just it looked like a guy. Had no boobs or anything. It's a Japanese game with a girl with no boobs. How does this happen? What is this world coming to?
Chris is loud.
I am loud. But I'm always loud.
But the
this just proves that the Mayan the calendar is correct, and
the world is going to end on December 21st, 2012. But no, I mean, Coda Princess is, if you like the gameplay of Guardian Heroes, that's what it is. But that's all you're going to like.
In 3D.
That's right. The story
so you
sucks.
Know it's good.
The story is like they call it.
Studio must have real faith in it.
The story is all about a sword called Lux Calibur, which is fucking retarded. And the characters are not likable at all. Characters are horrible.
Going back to the 3D. Terrible characters, terrible story, scantily clad nipples. If you liked Guardian
Heroes, it's Guardian Heroes, man.
Back to the 3D, though, when I was playing your copy at Taco Mac last night, it is probably...
It's the best implementation
See, I disagree with you
100%. I think it's gorgeous.
It goes back to 1990s 3D, where everything was... It's 2D graphics on 3D planes.
Well, that's what the 3DS does. It's not like in-your-face graphics. You have something in front, but everything else is kind of in a bag.
Make other games like Star Fox, for instance, that is true 3D game. And when you see it, you have a 3D model that's in 3D space.
And you have
space.
To turn it off after 30 seconds because it hurts your head.
I enjoyed it, actually. But that's fine.
Well, the game is also 30 seconds long.
I understand.
Coincidentally.
People spend $40 on that. I don't get it.
But Star Fox 3D? Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's Star Fox. But I beat Star Fox 64 in one sitting.
The gimmick of this thing, the gimmick of this handheld is 3D. And then they took this 3D, 3D's come a long way. The whole 3D gimmick, while still a gimmick, has come a long way. And I mean, like, the first time I really noticed it was when Avatar came out in theaters. That 3D was not the typical, all right, we took a whole bunch of 2D shots and we moved them in
it's
places.
It's the anomaly.
And it looks
Avatar,
great.
Avatar, a.k.a. Pocahontas with Smurfs.
I heard Fern Gully, actually,
better
representation.
Fern Gully with Smurfs. It works the same. It's the same damn thing.
I'm on the Fern Gully tip.
I'm all about that Fern. That FG,
but,
baby.
But no, I don't like that they did the 2D graphics on 3D planes. I feel like, why bother? Why don't you just make it not 3D?
I don't really feel that when I'm playing it, though. The point is, it's about the gameplay.
It's not about the 3D. I'm just making a commentary strictly on if you're going to take a system that's capable of 3D graphics, you're going to make these awesome hand-drawn sprites for it and everything else, and you're going to program the game to work on a 3D handheld, why are you going
to
half-ass it?
But this game wouldn't fit to that. It wouldn't. I think they implemented the 3D just right.
I don't know.
Games like Star Fox, it'll work.
I'm
just because it's a 3D model. These are hand-drawn.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it.
That makes it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. That's what it boils down to. It's fun.
We're going to play tomorrow.
It's fun.
Well, I mean, the thing is when you were talking about how it has bad story and all that, I don't think that's the primary focus.
No, it's not, and that's the point. Yeah, that's my...
It's like playing
BlazBlue for the story.
It's the boobs. It's all about the boobs. No, it's clearly about the fact that...
You didn't say BlazBlue.
I did say BlazBlue.
Did you say Blaze?
No, there's no E.
Say fucking Blaze.
It's BlazBlue.
Okay, so...
You're trying, man. I can't do it.
Hey, if you say blazing, they remove the E and put an I in its place. It's BlazBlue.
Well, one of the things that really confuses me about... I was actually shocked that Chris is not enjoying the characters in the story, because when I was reading a couple of reviews, which, I mean, of course, they're opinions and everything, but one of the big glaring things that I saw in two specific reviews...
Jason, pick up your mic. They're missing you.
One of the big things was that the localization, the voice acting, and the storyline were actually something that both reviewers that I read really, really enjoyed. And I'm actually surprised.
Oh, my God.
I know you're early into the game, but I'm wondering if that's going to get better, because both guys really complimented that.
No, it's bad. It's bad, Travis. I don't care if they complimented it or not. It's bad.
There's some cheesy anime characters.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, yeah, there's this
necromancer chick, and she's like, oh, my name is like Zuzu or Zozo or something like that. And she goes, but if you forget my name, that's okay. Everybody else does. It's like, you emo bitch, shut the fuck up.
It's an Atlas game, right?
It is an
Atlas game. Shout outs to Rom. I love you.
Rom. Big Rom. Who's Rom?
A Rom. He's a PR. No.
Something
different. Aram Jabari.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, Jabari. What's
regardless,
up?
There's like 100 and something characters, and it's to play as, and you can play multiplayer, competitive, or co-op, I think. And it's a good 3DS game. You know,
I did
you
notice
a,
that to play co-op. I noticed to play co-op, you have to have beaten that level, though.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
But if you like 3D, if you have a 3DS and you like the Guardian Heroes formula, you're probably going to like this. It's good stuff.
I'll give it a shot. An honest shot. And I'll try and look past the cheesy anime characters.
Those yinglings over there.
Cheesy anime characers are pretty bad.
Nobody heard that.
Cheesy anime characters are pretty bad.
Anime motherfucker.
Anime.
Where are we at?
I think we are on. Well, I think Aces has a mic, so let's say Aces, what you playing, dude?
Borderlands.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we talked about that already. About next.
I'll let him talk. He's got a clap trap on his damn arm.
Yeah,
let him
okay.
talk about
we'll give him that. What do you like about Borderlands?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I like that it's more Borderlands, but awesome.
That would have been the best twist ever. He's like, actually, I hate Borderlands.
Yeah, I'm real
and
upset.
And props to the man who has a Pactor fucking t-shirt on. I love it.
Dude, I got that today.
I like it.
Yeah, gotta love Twitter. Giving away free t-shirts.
Nice.
He's like, I regret the claptrap tattoo more right. than the Canadian flag.
I still don't regret the Canadian flag. I'm going to rep Canada.
Do you regret the McDonald's one?
I mean, Jeff does make strong.
Well,
gangs.
Well, that was a pretty big big bet. To
toilet
lose.
Remembers how upset I was. That
yeah, I do unfortunately still own that toilet.
And it's sad.
Trying to sell it, it just won't go anywhere.
it's that fucking toilet, man.
Nobody will buy the toilet. It's all Jeff's fault.
The house, they look at it. They're like, it looks like some kid with a maple leaf on his ear. This toilet.
Hey Joe, what class are you playing?
I'm playing Axton.
Axton? Yeah.
How's Axton? It's really good because if you're in the middle of a fight and you just throw down your turret,
everything dies.
Everything dies, and it counts towards your second win.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
really? Okay.
Yeah, so it kills something, and then you just back up.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, if your shield's below and you're getting low on health, just throw that turret out and just like...
Yeah, I mean, that...
I'll be back
and,
in a minute.
That and yeah, fuck the racks. Awesome. The turret is so good against the racks.
Yeah, true.
Oh, fuck racks. Yeah. Racks are horrible. Yeah, they're horrible in this game. They really are. It's like every time I see a rack, I'm breaking out a shotgun.
Ugh, that's the way to do it, yeah.
I keep a shotgun. I don't even like shotguns in this game. I know that like Jason loves them, but I'm not a big fan of the shotguns, but I keep one just for fucking racks.
I like shotguns.
My turn.
I've been using the shotties with Gage. And I'm okay. really, really enjoying the shotguns. Because being zero, I always just stuck with the sniper rifles. It's just,
yeah.
That's his weapon. Yeah, that's
snipers are great with any character, I think. Yeah, especially early on,
yeah.
I think. So because you fight so many bandits and they're pretty stationary.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you just, I mean, aim for the head is really not that hard.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's simple. Has anybody really gotten the leveling up the Goliath to the highest level?
I have, actually.
You have?
Yeah.
I have been, if anything in this game makes me pissed, it is getting them in the right situation and getting them almost there, but then they die. Like, it's just,
yeah, because like
it's still worth the risk of because you know once they're in like a badass state, you know they give better loot. So
the way Gearbox talked them up was like they would be unstoppable, but like they can level up to like super badass and they just die. Like it's nothing.
It's true. Have you had like you know two Goliaths fight one another?
Yeah.
they like
really,
cancel
really
each other out.
Yeah. I love listening to them. Like right when you actually kill them.
Yeah,
they do this like. And I'm imagining
weird,
the voice
yes.
actor with a vein popping out of his fucking head, like as he's
I had a guy
trying to make that noise.
I walked into a bandit cap, and the first person that saw me that started some aggro was a fucking Goliath, and he was like, "There you are, I'm going to stomp you." And then I was like, "Oh shit, I'm not ready for this," and I backed
ready
out.
Ready for dawn.
And I walked out of the bandit cap,
that's
and he
good.
Goes, "Where are you going?" Wow, that just happened.
The guy
was actually sad.
Better than the two Goliaths fighting is if you get the two of them that do nothing but throw up on each other. Oh, and they just keep throwing up on each other.
Yeah,
awesome.
The caustic ones.
The caustic
yeah.
ones, yeah, those are awesome. Those are great. Oh, Borderlands
fun game.
2. You're so fun.
What level are you?
I think I'm like 33, 34.
Have you beat the game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're about that level.
Beat it and then went to try and do the super impossible terrifying. Thing. No. Like that's
don't spoil anything. How many times
do you
cry?
You can actually see it early on. You just don't realize.
You cry a lot?
Mm. Yeah.
There's some sad parts in that game.
No, there are a few things that were really upsetting.
Yeah.
That
was a very upsetting part in that game.
Super final boss.
Really?
Final boss?
Yeah.
So
I don't want to know anything more.
Yeah, nothing more.
It's not a spoiler. Then it's kind of like playing Final Fantasy VII.
The fact that it exists is a spoiler.
I'm just glad that there's a good end game after...
Yeah.
Beat the game.
But what can you do? Like, what's... I mean... Is it spoiling
that
it?
That for one, right there. But
I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay.
They
right.
did announce the first DLC pack today.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of the DLC, 16th. They're really packing a lot
good.
Of stuff in there.
I'm going to tell you what. Good on them, man. First, releasing Gage early, and then just today, I think it was.
Yeah,
saying,
backing it right up with the pirate DLC.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pirates and a new rare
have you guys,
class.
Did any of you guys... Yeah. Did any of you guys get the season pass?
I did.
Yep,
I did.
Did you? I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah. I didn't do it because GameStop asked me to do it, so I said, "Fuck you, I'm not doing it."
Yeah, those guys.
I just rage against it for whatever reason.
Rage against the GameStop.
You should have got a subscription to a Game Informer, though.
You should.
I did do that. I said, "Fuck you," and give me a subscription to Game Informer.
Because my friend Jason works there. That's really the only reason.
And they said, "Fuck you," and here's your subscription to Game Informer.
Give me your $15.
What are the training videos like for games?
There are no training videos.
Seriously?
No.
Funko Land, you can go to YouTube.
You're a GameStop employee.
You can go to YouTube and seriously watch Funko Land's training videos. And it's mind-boggling. Funko Land? It's what GameStop became.
GameStop took over Funko Land.
But yeah.
EB Games as well.
Babbage's.
It was like Babbage's, Funko Land.
Software, etc.
Yeah, software,
You ever wonder where people get Babbage's?
What is a Babbage?
Yeah.
Is it bad cabbage?
Do I put it on my arm when I'm injured? Why would I want multiple of them?
No, but seriously, like, I just wanted to know because watching that this morning, I was completely flabbergasted.
That word gets underused, and I appreciate it.
I'll tell you what.
I haven't heard flabbergasted in a long time.
I'm glad 2012 isn't coming soon enough.
when I was in high school, I actually worked at McDonald's. Those were some shitty ass training videos. Hilarious,
motherfucker! Oh wait,
motherfucker!
I didn't see you there. Welcome to the McDonald's family.
Hi.
Oh, I've got a
and
better one for you.
Welcome to McDonald's.
I have the best training video thing in general. Okay,
go for it.
I was a cook at Hooters.
Those are some good. Tell me they like. Warned you against looking at do not look at the waitress's boobs.
If you hate your job,
feel free to go ahead and look at a set of cans.
Yeah.
Whenever you're having a bad day, just take a look at the scenery around you. Then you'll realize this job still sucks, but hey, boobies. No, they honestly had...
It's not glaringly obvious that our primary demographic is men.
It's a gaming podcast. Come on, man.
It is a gaming podcast.
Motherfucker. So,
Motherfucker!
But they actually did the whole, like, if anybody's seen Waiting...
I may have...
They show a couple training videos like that, and it was exactly like that. Like the guy walking into the dry storage room that... Oh, hey, didn't see you there, new hire. My name's Ben. I'm here to guide you through the ropes of starting as a new Hooters employee.
Oh, my God, that's
and then
fucking
play, like,
horrible.
The Hooters theme music of whatever, which I'm pretty sure is like the Living the Life I Want herpes commercial. But so
wait. Hooters has theme music?
And they're training. Yeah, I'm trying to remember how it goes, but it cannot. It won't come to me at all. I can't even be bothered to remember it. Because
get back to us on it. I want to hear
this. I seriously want to hear this theme music.
I'm going to look it up and see if I can find it. But, excellent. Like, I mean, it was right down to the point where he's like.
For some reason, I envision it being like music from Seinfeld. No, I don't know why.
It was more like the living the life I want herpes music. So. It's like the guy sitting in the storage room. And he
sounds like an Avitra commercial.
Yeah. So he goes,
fucking herpes music. That's awesome.
So he's in the dry storage room, right? And he's just saying, like, well, let's go ahead and walk through how to bust dishes. But these clothes won't do. That's much better. And he's in a uniform.
Ouch.
No, they did not. Come on now.
I swear to God, I'm an atheist, God. So it means nothing. But yeah, no, those were some of the best training videos I ever watched. I'd never in my life gotten up and seeked out my manager and said,
are you serious?
Really?
Really?
Do I have to watch these? Like, you have to sit in the chair, and I have to play the video. You don't have to watch them, but you must be in the same room as they play. That's all I can ensure.
Did you bring a Vita with you?
If they existed, you know, 10 years ago, yeah. I totally would have.
Did you bring your Game Boy Advanced with you?
SP, as a matter of fact.
It's an SP, good.
It wasn't SP.
It was a micro. It was
the first clamshell. Everybody loved
it. Did you put a D at the end of that?
What?
Go home, you're drunk.
What did I put?
You called it Game Boy Advanced.
It was advanced.
It is Game Boy Advanced.
It's past.
It's not advanced?
No, it's just an E. There's no D. It's Game Boy Advanced.
I've always said Game Boy Advanced.
I'm meeting with you this time.
Like when you're sitting in court.
He went to GameStop, he knows.
I know.
Screw that.
He knows.
Like, so you're sitting in court and you're going to say that Game Boy Advanced on me and I did not appreciate it, so I'd like to file a lawsuit. That's not how it goes.
You learned all about just that in the training video, yeah.
Just an E. So what were we talking about before we got to
talking
the
about break? We're talking about break time.
I love you.
I think we might be talking about
break time.
I love you, Jason.
And motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, motherfucker.
I think it's right about that time for a little bit of break.
Did everybody do their distractions?
Tyrone, what you
mean? Are we going to go around to everybody? Tyrone, one word, distractions, go.
Borderlands basis.
He took too long.
Alright. Trollware.
Dishonored.
Alright, well, we talked about that, right, too.
New Girl.
Do you have a
New Girl? What have you been playing?
New Girl, what's your name?
I play Solitaire on the PC.
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Brittany played I Don't Know. And I'm when did I Don't Know get released? Because I am not familiar
with
it.
We're going to show Brittany. We're going to introduce her to Trials later on.
Because we want her to kill herself.
No, what about Dance Central? Can we all play some Dance Central? Can I ask another question? When is Gangnam Style going to come out as Dance Central DLC?
Needs or Rock Band DLC. I do that too.
I have officially greeted every single person who's come to this house in this window over here doing Gangnam Style.
And I got that greeting.
Except for these people because we already started recording.
It was kind of epic. I got
missed
that
opportunity.
It was a missed opportunity.
Break time, yeah.
I think we're taking a break.
How long of a break? 10
Why don't we take a 10-minute break?
10-minute break.
So we'll be back at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Just to hammer that home.
Is it that time already?
It's going to be a 4-hour show, yeah.
Fuck me.
I will not. I'm not that drunk.
Thanks for tuning in.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to do our question of the week, and then we'll do new releases. I'll try and pull those up, and hopefully we'll be able to actually do them. And then we'll do question of the week, and we'll get out of here. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to
wake up. But go ahead and start drinking.
Hey, and welcome back to Interactive Distractions, the live show number 252, where Travis apparently didn't order food, and we're going to complain about it. Chris, take it away.
And here we go.
So one of the things that I wanted to get across for this particular show was the fact that we've been around for 5 years.
Good God.
It doesn't feel like it, right, Nate?
It really does not.
That was How the hell did you manage that?
I am so sad that I didn't have...
That's a deep Indus cut.
I am so sad that I did not have the backup running when he said that. It's like, man, it's been
guys quite come a long way.
Yeah. So last week when Nate was on the show, he was like, we were talking about the fact that it's been 5 years, and he's like, we've come a long way. And I was like, dude, you've been here for like 6 months.
It's been a year, okay?
It's been a year.
Did he put on Fatboy Slim for you? We come a long, long way together.
It was one of those things where it was like priceless placement and delivery, and it was awesome. So, but one of the things
Snitters are apparently taking all the attention
the
away.
The Snitters are a hit. What can I say?
Pass me a Smithwicks. I gotta wash down these Snitters.
Can I have a Smithwicks?
We don't have that. We have the.
By the way,
Ling.
All you people out there, it's not Smithwicks.
Smittics. Don't make the mistake.
Don't
that
make
I made.
That mistakes because
friends
if you
don't
go
let
into
friends
an
say
Irish
Smithwicks.
Bar and ask for Smithwicks,
you're gonna get
probably
killed.
Gonna get beat up. Just saying.
If you go to a fighting game tournament and say Blaze Blue, they might laugh at you a little bit.
I'm not alone.
It's BlazBlue. Anyway,
if you go to anywhere else in America and say BlazBlue, they might laugh at you a little bit.
All right, so it has been 5 years since we've started Indus.
We've come so long.
We've come so far. So one of the things I wanted to get across for this particular show was that, you know, 5 years is a pretty long time and things can change. Mm-hmm. So the question of the week this week was basically fill in the blank. It was 5 years ago I blank.
Taint.
But now I.
Your mother.
So
can I read the Mad Lib? Or
this is actually a Mad Lib. This is crazy.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
And the one that I gave for a suggestion last week, and that's really the only one that I've got to give right now is 5 years ago I played games. But now I've got a wife and two kids.
Now I have children.
Now I have a wife and two kids.
5 years ago I played games, but now I change diapers.
And now I change diapers.
Interactive sanitation duties. It's the newest podcast craze from the minds that brought you Interactive Distractions.
But you participate.
Interactive Diaper Pail.
All right, question of the week. What color is this exactly?
I don't know, but it's liquidy.
Oh. Wow.
That's the new DS game. Imagine I'm a daddy.
Imagine liquid.
From the makers of Imagine I'm a Canadian comes.
I do have a copy of Canada Hunt to give away this weekend.
Canada Hunt? Do you Canada hunt Canadians? Hunt. It's the most dangerous game. I don't know if you knew that.
Canadians.
It's going to be an opened game because I think we might have to pop that in at some point.
It is going to be an open game.
There's totally going to be like an impromptu like tournament for Canada.
Someone
Hunt
was supposed to bring that last year. I think
Crayman.
Oh, he did bring it?
I have that copy. Oh, is that copy? That is the copy.
I think we have to play that.
We have to play it.
It's
going to
happen.
It's got to happen.
Can we say fighting game Armageddon?
We can say hunting Canada? Game.
Hunting,
Armageddon.
Hunting game Armageddon. All right, we have 5 years worth of Cabela's various hunts that we're going to put up there.
Little Cabela's.
Right, little so, Cabela's various.
So let's go. Let's go around and see if someone, see if everybody can come up with something. Jason, do you want to start?
I mean, bring us in. Let me fill in the blanks, and I'll.
5 years ago, I
was living in Atlanta. Working shitty jobs,
but now I
live in Minnesota working for a pretty
jobs.
Cool job.
Working for Game Informer magazine.
True.
You can say it.
I don't know if they'll
allow. Are you allowed to represent?
I don't know.
You do you
know
want what? Me to put it on their stream too? Because I can do that.
I may have removed that.
Don't
ability.
Don't feel bad. Don't
Let's
feel
see
bad.
If you did.
I don't say it either. So it's.
I hope it's gone now. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah,
you didn't.
Obviously, things have changed drastically.
Very much so. Very
drastically
much so.
For me.
So
you've
basically gone from doing something you hate to doing your dream job in the past 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
and,
pretty amazing.
And it came at the awful cost of dealing with you folk for about 5 years. But
yeah.
Everybody has to pay their dues, right?
It's,
how bad
it's,
can it be? You beg to come back.
At some point or another, it becomes worth it, right?
Absolutely does. Yeah. I mean, you know, I always enjoyed, you know, what we did here. You know, it was always fun, but at the same time, I always had it in the back of my head, this is really what I want to do,
right.
So I really want to do the best that I can at this.
Jason's
you know?
Kind of a PSA as to why you should never listen to Tony Braxton on repeat, because that's basically why he came and called us back up and really wanted to rejoin the show.
Bald bitch.
Sorry.
But yeah. I know it super sounds cliche, but it's been a crazy, crazy fucking ride. Since we started, you know, and we never thought that we would last this long.
No, not at all. And that's the thing is like, and this is one of the things that I said to you last year. I said, you know, if Interactive Distractions had anything to do with you being able to pursue your career at Game mm-hmm. Informer, then it's all been worth it for me.
It was an outlet
gay.
For me.
Fuck you!
Super
it was
gay.
An outlet in that aspect, but also, you know, it was an outlet because, you know, I had just moved to Atlanta. You know, I uprooted myself, you know, from somewhere else, completely changed my life, made new friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, these are all now lifelong friends. So, yeah. It's been a crazy.
Do we have to be? We have to be lifelong friends.
We can talk about taint and everything in just a minute. I got to get it out. It's a big deal.
So yeah,
it's been a crazy
is.
5 years.
Obviously, 5 years ago. Five years ago, we knew each other, but probably about 7 years ago, mm-hmm. we didn't know each other.
That's true.
So
I
we
hated
changed
Chris
now. 7 years ago?
No, fuck you. Chad,
7 years ago, I blank, and then 2 years later, I blank, and now. I blank.
That's right.
Every night.
What's that?
Yes. Oh my God.
Excellent.
So,
all right, so the sappy yes. shit is over. I'm sorry, but I had to get that out. I'm entitled.
It is.
Right,
it
you're
is.
Right
entitled.
For 5 fucking years.
You worked hard for it and you earned it and you did damn good.
I got a little sappy. All right. Go on.
Travis.
5 years ago, I didn't have one of these. But now I do.
Dude, a day ago.
He was better off 5 years ago.
$40. No,
5 years ago, Ezio Auditore didn't exist.
That's true. No, 5 years ago, I was really, really looking for something that was, that I was, it was going to make me happy, but B, something that I just wanted to do nonstop and everything. And, I joined,
little website, VG Evo, back in the day. Rest in peace.
What's that?
It's a website that became retro.
VGEvo.com. It's a website.
It's a website, yeah.
It'll redirect you to...
It will redirect you to Retroids.
It will redirect you to Retroids.
So, but I was looking for something, and I started listening to podcasts while I was going to work and everything at Sonic Drive-In. And I was... just something was missing. You know, I just met the girl of my dreams. I got into a job that was... I was getting comfortable in the place that I moved from when I moved from the Gulf Coast. And but there's something was missing, and I needed something. So 5 years ago, I was not complete. And then hopped on the website, you know, VG Evo, Retroids, whatever you want to call it, and started listening to podcasts. And I'll admit, it started out with PS Nation.
What?
They bring them,
but they bring them.
We keep them,
but Endus keeps them. And you know, I met these guys. And I mean, the West, the rest is when in Rome, right? I mean, it's
the rest is when in Rome.
I don't really know what that.
I think
that
you
means.
Mixed your.
Yeah,
there were a couple analogies. Yeah, there are a couple analogies that got mixed up there.
It's an Anchorman joke for anybody who's watched Anchorman.
When we come full circle, it's all about Romans had. Butt
listen, when in
people.
Rome, let bygones be bygones. That's all I'm saying.
But now, you know, but now this year, you know, we look back at the last 5 years. You have. It's so weird to see what you can the people you meet, the relationships you build and everything like that. And sometimes it can't be perfect, but you know, when it comes to the end, you know, you're looking at it and you're seeing, you know, all the people that you've made great, great friendships with, history with, you know, people like Aces, Tyrone plus one. I would have never known what the fuck a plus one was until I met the son of a bitch. You know, and it's just cool to be able to meet people. We met Brittany for the first night. Brittany's a cool chick. Not bad, right? Hey, Brittany.
Thanks.
Things like this are important, especially when we get older. It's really, really important for us, as you know, as guys, to really just find something that you really love. And I found it with these guys and everything. And it's ironic that I'm leaving after next week. It's gonna be it's gonna be over with. But
asshole,
son of a bitch. So it's Glenn, really. He's such a power trip this guy's on. I just had to get
he's
out.
He's tough
of
to
it.
Work.
Hey, shut up.
Really tough to work. I'm sorry. But no,
I will
it's really
cut your
cool.
Mic.
So I
can turn your microphone off just for you know. I can turn your mic off for you
I'm
now.
I'm pushing the cough button. I'm gonna hold it down and plump down the cough button.
Long
I don't
story
have a cough
short,
button. That board costs more.
Long story short, it's about the friendships with the people you meet. I won't be with Indus 2 weeks from now, but I will always be friends with these guys. Jeff, Jason, Chris. Glenn. I mean, just everybody. It's been
fantastic. Am I just
going to go
spectacular? Jeff, Jason, Chris, everybody, really, everybody,
everybody.
Yeah, but we'll still be. We'll stop growing up. We're going to work on getting that regular and everything like that.
Yeah,
so.
Something like that.
Hey,
something
when
like
was that last?
We're going to take our activity.
The last episode dropped.
Really?
It dropped like a fucking boulder.
When was it recorded?
When was it recorded?
About 2.5 months ago.
It was about 2.5 months ago. Jeff, where's your audio for that?
Where's your Jeff's audio.
So, Jeff PTW also would like to say in the chat room that you're really going to regret wearing that when you get super wasted and go to take a piss later. Accidentally
I know,
cut your
right?
dick off. It burns. Why?
Megan's going to be really pissed when I go to sleep with this thing on. And she like goes to like go in her little
You
got to
turn over to cuddle and just accidentally stab your wife in the neck. Wow. That's going to be a real hard thing to explain to the police. Look,
that
it was
be,
an
that would
accident.
Be a little difficult.
So I put on my assassination hidden dagger, right, and went to bed.
Yeah.
No,
so
Glenn. 5 years ago, I.
5 years ago, I.
How long you got?
Did not shut up. I did not listen to podcasts, even let alone have my own, let alone meet you guys. So, yeah, five years ago, I was not even in the medium, and
like
not in
shirt.
The least, and probably about 4 years ago, I guess we'll say. I got into the whole VG Evo website and all that. And
how did you find that site?
PS Nation.
PS Nation.
And why did you hang around that site?
I hung around that site because of Indus, actually.
Just saying.
So I met you motherfuckers at a bar.
Well, Region Lock was
Atlanta.
A big part of that, too.
Region Lock really kept me until it killed all its hosts. I don't know if you saw that.
You should have talked about that during distractions.
I am going... All right, I need to take a brief break from this sentimental bullshit so that we can laugh about this.
There's a game out for Android called, what is
Plague
it?
Incorporated.
Plague Incorporated. You made a disease, right?
He was telling me about that.
I made a disease called RLP, and it did two things that are fucking spectacular on its own. One thing, it induced vomiting without spending any DNA points. And that was great. The other thing it did was killed all of its hosts and left some people healthy. So Region Lock Podcast unfortunately induces vomiting and then killed all its hosts.
Makes sense.
So sometimes art imitates life.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so, Tampax. He had to be there.
Mm-hmm. So that was a great, great thing. Anyhow. So 5 years ago, didn't have any of this at all. Did VG Evo because of PS Nation, brought me to VG Evo. Great community, was, you know, kind of up and coming at the time. Listened to Indus, listened to a few other shows. Indus really stuck with me for whatever reason. It was the whole atmosphere of the show.
It's because we're like you, we're assholes.
Oh, that too. I was like, mm-hmm. These guys are pricks. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
met you guys at a bar, started my own show, became part of the VG Evo podcast network, became part of Interactive Distractions in a kind of behind-the-scenes basis.
Well, until the last couple of months when I just have been kind of a no-show.
Right, and then became part of it in the real, yeah. when in front of the scenes basis.
When Travis was the sub for Glenn for the last couple months.
My favorite Facebook status I have read in probably the last year is when somebody commented on the Interactive Distractions post and said, I bet Travis subs for Glenn this time. I was like, assimilation complete. So, no, 5 years ago, I mean, I knew none of you guys. I wasn't even necessarily really that into, I kind of had taken a break from console gaming entirely. Like, I got a PS2 forever ago and played a few games on that and then just took a huge break from the whole thing. And then happened to get a PS3, happened to have an iPod Touch, so I listened to a podcast that happened to talk about PlayStation shit and brought me to this whole community, which is awesome, and gave me a medium to, unfortunately for you guys, have my voice heard. So
We also happened to buy you a 360 so you could play Halo.
Yeah.
And Trials.
And you motherfuckers happened to buy me... Oh, sorry, hang on.
You had a drink.
I didn't even
happen to buy me a 360, and which was great.
That was a good day.
That was a good day.
We had fun going out there buying it, actually, because it was you, me, Zeus, who I am so sad is not going to be here.
That is sad for me.
We're going to move on. We're not going to.
Yeah, we won't dwell on that. He had hardships come up, and that happened.
We had a good time actually going to get it for you.
Cause yeah.
Every single one of us were really, really pumped.
I was stoked. You guys had it like on display
on
the
ride home. We actually had everything set up in the trunk. We're like, how are we going to set this up, guys? This is really special. We really made a big deal about it.
That was cool for the brief event, the one time event, Edie-palooza, that was, I mean, everybody I was close with, and even some people I wasn't even necessarily that close with at the time, and I was just like, fucking come to my house, we're going to have a party for a week, it'll be great, and that's exactly what we did.
Easily, I missed that for
easily
some
one of the best times in the Indus era, like
it was great.
Awesome time.
You missed nothing.
It was horrible.
I missed it. I had to be there for the birth of my son or something.
Chris
like
is all like, I've got a family.
I've got a family.
I mean, Christ, you got two kids now, you know?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, if you go like, I can't go to MGC next year because my third kid's being born. Yeah. Whatever, you already saw two of them. How different could it be?
My plan is to make it to Days of Goo. Just saying.
Days of Goo?
Scott Sauer?
Days of Goo. Scott
Sauer. Is anything like Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Because I love that movie.
I wish it was
except,
more like
except
that.
For, because it's Scott, he's on a motorcycle.
Oh, that's what's better.
That's right.
Ooh, that is cool.
We may or may not also, before this weekend's over, post video of me riding Papa Scoot's scoot around.
Yes!
At some point.
It might happen!
So I'll do that. But no, I mean, just, I've got a lot more friends from this than, all joking aside, a lot more eclectic group of very rich personalities that I hang around. So it's
you're welcome.
Yep. Thank you so much. I was talking about everybody, not Travis. But
that was a nice way of saying I know a lot of dickheads.
Weirdos.
That I get along with. Because
right.
as well.
Because you also
am a
are
dickhead,
a dickhead. Right.
Especially when I've had a couple yinglings in me.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Moral of the story is if you want to meet people, start a podcast and stop bitching.
There you go.
But no, it's I'm in a much better place than I was 5 years ago, and I'm well. Aside from, I don't know, there's some things.
There are some things. We'll move
skip
on.
Skip right over all that.
Let's move it on. Let's
all those fun trivia facts and move on. So Joe, 5 years ago you were blank, and now you are.
But now you are what?
5 years ago, I had no idea that I wanted to go to Canada. Now I have a maple leaf tattooed on me.
That's a good one. I like it. I like it. I like it.
How was Toronto? Toronto's fucking awesome,
Toronto.
Right?
Toronto is really nice.
Like we for the longest time, like, Jeff, y'all need to move here. When we went there, it was like you would never want to fucking move away from Toronto. It's amazing. It's
yeah, this
Toronto's
like,
nice.
I
know that. I know that when because Crystal and I went to
for your honeymoon.
Well, yeah, for our honeymoon, we went to Niagara Falls, and we were on the Canada side. Mm-hmm. So one of the days while we were there,
it's a side to be on.
Actually, it is. It is a side to be on. It really is. We drove up to Toronto and spent some time with Jeff and T, and we had a great time that day while we were
up there.
So
yeah, it was really awesome. I couldn't walk like 5 seconds without seeing like a really attractive woman.
A lot of pretty ladies in Toronto. Yeah,
they really are just mirrors.
They grow. Man, she's gorgeous.
Why is she fixing her hair when
I have that same Assassin's Creed thing. Oh, that's
seriously though.
Look, she's wearing skinny jeans like me.
How are you?
Seriously.
Love you, Joe.
5 years ago, I did no work with websites. I wanted to be in the games industry, but I had no outlet to try and gain experience. I started listening to PS Nation. Go figure.
What happened with that?
I am seeing it right here.
That's actually a trend in our chat room, I'd like to point out, too.
They is it?
We started listening to PS Nation and then whispering, I don't listen anymore.
No, because a lot of the people from VG Evo Retroids kind of went through the same thing. We had PlayStations and we wanted something PlayStation really to listen to. Everyone at that time was so enamored with the 360 and just shat on the PlayStation that we kind of wanted some attention to what we had and what we enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely. PS Nation was definitely a draw to the VG Evo community. So.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to discount them. You know, no, they do a great
show. Yeah, I mean, they have they do a great show if you are into the PlayStation only, that type of.
Because when we
make jokes about this, but yeah, I mean, everybody just kind of sifted into place. Yeah. You know, I mean, they still have a shit ton of listeners. You know, they're still a really popular show, but everybody just kind of sifted into where.
Yeah, and the credit to Glenn and Mark
where they fit
I really enjoy listening to Glenn and Mark when I first started listening to PSN.
Right.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic show. I will give it to him. It was a good time listening to
anyway, them. Anyway, respect over. Yeah. Fuck those guys. I
hate them. Mark quit.
Moving on.
It wasn't worth listening to.
Now I do kind of just get reviews for two websites, marketing for another website. I'm going to make it.
I'm going to tell you what. I mean, you really, really put yourself out there, man. There's not very many people that I see that really, really want it and just on a constant basis that really say, I want this. Let me get my name out there. You're talking to people. I mean, at least once a month I see a tweet from you, like, talking to other sites, other companies, being like, hey, you know, I want to do something. I really want to be a part of this. Yeah. So you want it, man. You got the drive. So if you just keep it up, I mean, your dreams will come true. Or you can just stay with us.
I mean, I could just leave and then come back a year later.
You could do that.
Yeah,
that's
the good trend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. So Indus Fest Cinco, I'll be back to replace you again.
Cinco.
I cannot wait.
I know, right?
I can't believe I signed on to this.
No, but
whatever.
It's because you love us.
It's only going to last a year, right?
Well, no, you have to go another 100 episodes.
That's a year, right?
Because that's 2 years.
Damn it. We have to rock, paper, scissors. We can't both quit at the same time.
No, it's been fun. It's definitely something I wouldn't trade. It's more friends. Like, I've gotten more friends here than like, kind of all over where I come from. People, not a lot of people are playing games or have the same interests. And it's kind of
here.
It's really hard to.
Especially in Georgia. Yeah.
I passed a few of those people on the drive.
Voting for Romney? I mean, it's just, I don't want to deal with those. I mean, we want to be with our gamer friends.
Yeah, so.
Voting for who?
That guy?
Mittens.
Oh. Kitten mittens.
Oh. Wait.
So, the where I work, they have Chia Pets of the two candidates. I don't know if anyone knows this, but Mitt's first name is Willard.
Yeah, Willard.
Willard Romney?
And he doesn't go by that because he knows he absolutely would not win.
Willard Romney? I would vote for Willard Romney.
I wouldn't vote for Willard.
No.
Have you watched the movie?
I would. I tell you what.
I would
probably vote for a Willard before I would vote for Mitt the Twit. That's
a vote for
just
Willard
the truth.
Is a vote for crazy murderous rats, and we're not voting for those.
Yeah, totally not.
A vote for Willard is a vote for middle class taxes.
I'm getting a little.
I know.
Wow. All right.
We got to keep on with the funny and completely stop with the serious.
We're gonna bring Nate
next.
In.
Hey, Nate.
You know, I already did this on the last podcast.
Oh, did you?
Do it real quick.
No, we don't want to hear from you anyway.
No, actually, I was thinking about it standing over there. I was really struggling. But 5 years ago, I actually liked a lot of video games. I mean,
and
I
now
bought
you don't.
BioShock.
They got good reviews, and now I don't like them anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I bought BioShock. I bought Halo. Broke up with a girlfriend over Halo. And
can
what?
We stop and pause and maybe elaborate on this part of the story?
This was supposed to be quick.
Yeah, exactly. It was right. Quick. So, all right. I got back with her. End of story. But
did you break up with Halo?
Yes.
Master Chief is sad.
Anyways, so 5 years later, like I said on the last podcast, I'm about to graduate, and I'm really hoping to go further with Indus. I mean, I put a lot of reviews in, and that's pretty much all I do in my little command
game. And you've done tons of editing for us, too. So.
And that, yeah.
Has it been a good outlet, do you think? I mean,
oh, yeah. I mean, I really enjoy the flexibility you give me, because I do editing for another website, and the guy, I shouldn't be saying this, but is really, like, down my throat about it.
Whoa, another website?
I've told you guys about this.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I had a sit down.
Have you heard anything about this other website?
Yes,
he went out to dinner.
Do you see this over there, that door? Feel free to walk out.
I don't feel like doing that.
I honestly am curious.
You take the window if you choose. It's not as smooth, though.
So Nate, this guy's down your throat. Is it like in a creative fashion? Do you think he's pushing you to be a better writer, or
no? He's got the business.
Or is he
mentality.
Just shoving his penis down your throat?
Because
he
we
lives
have
in
not.
Oh no, that's a little
okay. That'd be difficult.
Too.
There are websites that do that. Yes,
we were thinking of shoving our penises down your throat.
No, but I okay. Really
tonight. Actually,
I really appreciate the creative.
I was thinking more Gundam style.
It's a good kind of freeform creative environment.
Yeah, it's definitely right. Very nurturing and open, and I really appreciate
good.
It. What are you shaking your head for, Glenn?
Travis doing indestructible.
My indestructible dance?
That's pretty bad.
Does
it
dance?
I mean, if you notice all the butt slaps that happen in this, we are very nurturing.
Oh, yeah.
So
we like to culture.
I will have to say I appreciate Joe giving me a hug every time I see him. So.
Good
I love
stuff.
You, man.
Aww,
okay, pass
adorable.
In this romance,
who's
Brittany?
Next? Brittany.
Brittany's next.
You are. You're
5 years ago.
You gotta kind of lean towards the cable. It's kind of short.
Okay.
5 years ago, I.
5 years ago, I was going into high school.
All right, pass.
Wow.
I don't,
you need to stop.
Because I didn't think I could feel any older.
Everybody.
Yeah, 5 years ago I was going to high school, and I guess I didn't really know anything about the whole gaming community, because I was never, like, I had a PlayStation 2. I played Code Veronica. I didn't really know anything about
Code
any of
Veronica's
this.
What's up?
Props.
That was back when Resident Evil was a good game, right?
Oh, shut up.
Hey.
Six sucks.
Shut up. Six is good.
Was I asleep?
I missed it.
Moving on.
Dude, explain to me why a guy's saying
no,
Nate.
Let her continue.
Nate.
Let her continue.
Okay. But now I hang out with these two. I listen to them talk about how much fun they have at PAX.
I'm sorry.
Guys.
So life's gotten worse.
Let the girl.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. So now I get to do this and experience this side of things with them.
It's pretty fucking weird, isn't it?
It's different.
We're odd folk.
When my wife started like hanging around with this crew, she was like, Do you guys put yourself on the internet like every time you guys hang out? And I'm like, yeah, well, pretty much.
Do you know how much I can't take you seriously with that thing on your own?
Right?
I can't do it.
Dude, he's ready to kill me.
I will skewer you like a kebab.
He's gonna just leave it aside. Like, when I was first hanging out with
him,
I just can't.
I would have thought the first thing she would ask was, do all you gamers rip ass like Jeff does?
That's a good question.
Jeff
actually.
Is definitely the worst of us all. That's for sure. You know, there was a couch that I own that still smells like Jeff's ass. It never came out.
I mean, you
you,
the
you tried to burn it, but
with Mexican.
I dumped like right. Three bottles of Febreze on that
like,
shit.
It was like a perfect storm. Plus one. Where were you 5 years ago?
5 years ago, I actually just met this kid. We were freshmen in gym class playing hacky sack.
In Halo 2?
No.
I can see that.
Not really. But I didn't really play games. I just kind of hung around a bunch of kids who did. And then I finally bought a 360 for myself. I was like, all right, time to...
It's kind of where I am now.
let's do some stuff. And here I am 5 years later, excited to hang out with a bunch of drunk 26-year-olds. I was a 35-year-old.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
36, but he's counting.
He gave me a break, man. He took a year off. That's awesome.
There you go. All right. But no, like, I really look forward to doing this stuff. Like, I don't do a lot during the year.
I thought,
like,
he was talking about me.
Oh. For the internet-wise, but, like, I just really...
Yeah, like that's where he is. That's where he is now.
Yeah.
What is this PAX?
Real good.
How was your experience? Is that your first, like, gaming convention you went to?
It was a little overwhelming because there was a lot of walking around.
A lot of shit.
Like,
yeah.
We had to walk around, like, hotels. Yeah, it's just my thighs.
It is tough.
Yeah. I got a press pass.
You got the press pass.
Oh, yeah, I got this sweet hookup over here.
Yeah. Monaco,
yeah, and I said, "Suck it, nerds!" And tight jeans. The line.
And tight jeans.
Those two.
You know, we had press pass for E3 once.
5 years ago or so.
We were also uploading fucking videos from our hotel room in Chinatown over a 3G connection.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I was drinking.
Chinatown 3G is historically slower.
We put in a lot of work that year. Man. All right, so we did a round table, right?
I think we still need trolls.
We got trolls.
Jeff says 5 years ago you were a black guy named Tyrone.
And see, then he had the same procedure that Michael Jackson had. And,
well, to be fair, his real name was Hingle McCringleberry. Like,
and then I thought it's time to get serious.
Velociraptor Maloish. Troll, lean into one of the cameras.
TJ Juxon.
Either or.
No, I'm not leaning in.
Fine.
5 years ago, I was a nobody in, high school?
Fuck that place.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I agree.
I think even at this point, I was thinking about leaving because I was homeschooled about halfway through 11th grade for the rest of the time in high school, which was great. I barely used the internet, even though I was on it every single day. It was more of the let's read the internet and...
Oh my god, Reddit!
Yeah.
I love Reddit.
I think 5 years ago I used it. Reddit is what?
I just found it.
Ermigerd B!
It's okay, Travis. It's okay.
And now I am here, knowing people that I probably never thought 5 years ago I would know, and talking on a podcast.
And you would probably be better off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Troll last year was... You came... Yeah, turn around. Yeah. So you came last year, and at first, I didn't know you were coming and everything, and you came in and introduced yourself, and the first thing he did was give...
much longer hair than
you. Much longer hair.
That threw me off.
Never met the guy before, and the first thing he does is a short joke. Like, that's the absolutely first thing he does to me, and I'm like, you got to stop listening to fucking Jason.
He's just going with the popular material.
He's just going with the good material. He's going with gold and everything.
And
like
the
that.
Funny thing is I think the Trollware is...
No, he's not taller than me.
Height, if not shorter, than Travis
he's
is.
Very, very short. But he sticks with it and everything.
Well,
so but
Travis, it's the talk radio issue. Whenever you've got a group of people that do the whole, they crack jokes on each other, everybody you listen, they feel like they're part of the
You're
game.
Part
like,
of that. And that's shit. And they are. And that's the thing. They are part of that and everything.
Absolutely.
Because,
you got to expect it.
You got to know it. But he was part of that. Like, from the second, we never met before, and he was a part of that.
Right,
and there was no hesitation. He was there. He was a part of it. And that's what's important. You were there, from the start. And that's awesome.
To be completely fair, when you did a live stream of the podcast in, I think, last March.
This is going to be
is when... PlankFan, the social media manager for Retroid, first introduced me, said, Indus is streaming, go watch it.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I literally said, this is fucking hilarious. I'm listening to these guys from now on.
Can we give props to Plank for all the work that he does?
He did good shit.
Dude, Plank's been one of our biggest supporters from day one. You know, he's been listening since pretty, I think pretty close to when we started. And, you know, he's up there with, like, Sam Dew and Crayman and
Jack.
We've got Jack. We have a lot of people that have been listening from pretty much day one that have stuck with us, and you know, they're all pretty awesome people. So,
God, I want to cry.
I know. I'm ready for some taint right about now.
Taint. Hey, let's get some Seriously. Some Skype taint. Can we get some Skype taint?
Oh, yeah. We going straight to Skype?
Let's go. Let's do Skype taint.
Yeah, if you guys want to call in on Skype, you can. We're up on.
I think I cut my XLR cord actually.
We're up on interactive distractions. One word. All one word.
All lowercase. Oh,
so you can look us up on there.
God, it gets me harder.
I got this. I got this.
Sorry.
So please feel free. Yeah, we take them. So, but in the meantime, I think we're going to have to fill air.
In the meantime, Troll, do we have anything in the chat?
What's going on in the chat?
How's Lisa doing?
Drunk. She made a strong drink right now.
Really?
She made a drink and she just typed in, okay, that was mostly vodka. So it's really too bad you're not home right now, yeah, Jason.
I guess so.
She says kitty porn smells like mac and cheese.
That is true. What? That's a scientific fact, basically.
5 years ago, my wife had never really consumed alcohol.
Gentlemen, we do have our first call.
5 years ago, your wife was an innocent Mormon girl.
who's calling?
I'm sorry, baby.
Hey, you're on with Indus. Who's this?
Hey, guys.
I don't hear anything. Is this
here? All right, we're going to pause for a minute, and we'll be back next week.
We need the clicker.
Hello?
Where's the Hello? Clicker?
Go ahead, one more time. Who is this?
Hey, it's Nabashin.
Hey,
where the fuck
where
are
you? You, motherfucker? You need to be here.
Honestly, I'm disappointed too, asshole.
Yeah, keep saying it.
You call up those IPP folks and you say, you guys better get your asses down to Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm like totally disappointed, but whatever, I can't do anything about it.
They
knocked
him twice.
I got you a shirt, dude.
Yeah, I'll send you the money for it, Chris. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all
they
right.
They did what to him twice, and then they still couldn't bring him in?
Yeah. No, it's the same repeat that happened last year. Evan's parents.
It blew up.
Everybody
pretty much, yeah, so up. He can't go. Tony's car broke down, and Alex is booked like the whole weekend, so he can't go either. So I'm stuck here because I don't have a job, and I just got back from Japan, so I'm totally broke. So
you can come work at my GameStop. You can just come up here, and I'll give you a couple of weeks work at my GameStop.
You don't even need a work visa. You'd be able
don't even need a work visa. Can you pre-order Call of Duty? That's all I need.
No, I can't do that.
Can you sell Game Informer subscriptions for free?
You can sell Game Informers. You have emotional stock in that, right?
Yeah,
I hear that magazines are all right.
It's
pretty
hot.
Okay, moving on.
So, yeah. Nabashin, 5 years ago I blank, but now I blank.
5 years ago I didn't even listen to podcasts. I didn't even know what a podcast was, to be honest with you. It's kind of like Reddit, you know, I didn't know what that is either, so.
I still really don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I'm on a site every day, I have no clue what it is.
Everybody fishes him for that joke.
But, back then I was like super into anime, and I barely even played video games, to be honest with you. Video games was kind of the other thing I did, not really something I was really into. Then eventually I got a PS3, and yeah, the cliche, I listened to PS Nation, and then I stayed with Indus, and then I didn't go back, so it's pretty much just been that way, and now I'm just like a guy who went to Japan because I really wanted to, and I'm happy that I did it. That's and awesome. Now I'm a guy who's unemployed and trying to find a job so I can go back there in like 2 years after I go to college. So, yeah. That's my plan.
Well, it won't cool. be... I don't think you have a problem, man. Just stick to it, dude. Because you'll... I mean, stand-up guy like you, you know, you've written into, you know, growing up saying that you have issues with, you know, talking with groups of people and everything like that. And I'll be... I mean, I could probably speak for most of these guys. I don't see that. Like, you are one of the most stand-up guys. You have no problem talking. You have no problems having a good time.
Especially
you
after
are.
You get some of that sweet tea vodka
that
in
sweet
you.
Sweet tea. Yeah. Sweet Carolina, man.
Blowing my eye.
Blowing my eye.
Such a blast.
But, yeah, I'm like totally, like, down right now. I'm like, I've been listening to this, and y'all guys have been cheering
this
me up
depressing.
And everything, but... But I'm seriously, like, depressed right now. It's kind of sad.
We, I mean...
Don't jump. You have plenty to live for.
No, I'm not doing that.
I miss you.
But, But it's like this is like the fifth time I try to meet up with Jason, and that shit just doesn't want to happen. It's like every time we try to do something, it just can't happen for one reason or another. It really sucks.
Do you try walking?
Our love will finally bring us together at some point.
Hopefully.
I hope so, too.
And I got all this stuff for you guys for TGS, and I can't even get that to you. So, you know, that actually.
I can't tell you how many times I was, like, elated at the thought of Nabashin coming down. And, yeah, it was pretty heartbreaking to find out that you weren't going to make it again this year. But, I mean, we'll definitely be thinking of you.
I still think you're fucking with us. I still think you're going to show up tomorrow night.
That would be the best prank in the world if that happened.
Rule.
Talk about a long con right there. Nabashin, I'm going to talk games with you real quick, man. So, my issue is, you know how much I love Kingdom Hearts, you know, just as much as you do. Dude, I'm not feeling 3D.
Oh, you said you didn't like the slow motion.
I don't like that. I just they're adding too much. I feel myself in the menus more than I'm actually playing the game, and the swapping against my will from character to character. I'm just not digging that. Like I want Kingdom Hearts, and I feel I'm not getting it. I don't know. Like, is that going to get better? Am I going to get used to it? Like, I'm a little disheartened at it so far.
It's pretty much a getting used to type of thing. To be completely honest with you, the Dream Eater shit, I didn't really like that either. It's just like something that just didn't click with me, and Fluffy Nuts are going through the same thing too. Hey, Fluffy.
Hi, Fluffy.
We've been talking online, and he's pretty much been like, he wasn't feeling that either. But but seriously, Travis, like, if you're not into the story anymore, I think you should just give up on the series, because that's what drives me and Alex and Sigma and Fluffy to these games now, the story and the characters, because we love them so much, and sure, the gameplay changes like every iteration, but you know, that's just like a small thing to get to for our story, for our completion, for our ultimate like destination that we want to see at the end. That's what drives us through these games, and that's what we love about it. But if it's something that's not picking you up anymore, because like, completely honest, well, the ending is just the most confusing it's ever been. But it's still really good, and it's still like really mind blowing stuff like that. But it's just something that's like, wow, that's really left field, even for you, Kingdom Hearts. So that's one of those type of things. So I think you might just like need to move on to something else, especially since you have played Birth by Sleep. Birth by Sleep is like the best thing that came out in a long time. So
yeah, it's truth. Easily one of the best Kingdom Hearts. Period. Yeah.
Some awesome guy actually bought that for me.
Yeah. And oh, really? I wonder if that? You played it or not.
Nabashin, I don't know.
I've heard of that guy.
One of my black friends.
Oh, okay. Does he have, like, braids?
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Used to.
He used to, and he shaved them off.
I cut my hair for Travis.
Yeah. He did it for me. Yeah. Looked great, by the way. Actually, I showed everybody the slideshow, which I still need to put on YouTube. So everybody who did send in their picture with their sign will know.
I don't think you can put that on YouTube. You have to have a 18 and up clause on there to
probably
watch that
have
thing.
Because the last picture is pretty risque.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah. It's pretty bad, so. But
I feel bad for that dog.
I think I'm gonna dig in a little deeper and everything. I'll give it a few more hours and everything. But if it doesn't grab me, I want to make it to at least the Tron level, because I got to make it to the Tron level. So once I get there, if I'm not digging it, I'll stop. So
you'll see Jeff Bridges though. It'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the JB, so we'll see.
Yeah,
fucking Tron.
But that's it, guys. I love you guys. I'm really sorry I couldn't be there again for like the third time in a row or something. I don't know.
Hey, you're not missing
second,
much.
Second.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm definitely going to Days of Goo, so hopefully I'll see you all there if you can make it. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or just call up the IPB guys and say, hey, get off your fucking asses and come down to Atlanta.
Get them.
Right.
Do it.
I'll try it. I'll try my hardest.
We're in a party van. They're not that expensive.
Seriously. Isn't there one person between all of you that is over 25?
No.
Fuck.
I'm the oldest one of them. I'm 26.
And wise.
Oh, so you're over 25, so rent a van. What are you doing?
Rent a car. Come down. What are you waiting for?
I had zero money.
Oh, like you spent it all going out of the country or some bullshit.
I'm going to go in Hertz right now while you guys are talking. I'm going to find you a good deal.
Yeah, we're going to find him a good deal on the car.
What about a shipping container? I hear they put people in those.
Anyway, I love you, Joe. I'll
love
you,
man.
Rangers.
See you, bud.
I'll figure that somehow.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Right,
later.
Take care.
See you later.
Yep.
I love that guy.
All right, taking more callers.
Rob should be calling in at some point.
Hey, I'm really sad that he's
whoever's in first. First come, first serve. on the Indus Skype stream.
Oh, who do we got?
Right now, we actually did manage to pick up Dark Side Rob from the Game Crashers podcast. What's going on, Rob?
Do we really want to talk to him, though?
I mean, just let me know. I'll hang up otherwise.
Or do not.
It's too late.
We've Rob, what is up, buddy?
What's up, fellers?
How you doing?
There's an R in that word?
Fellers? Yeah.
If
you're
that.
From the South, well, of course there's an R. If you're from the South, there's an R.
No. He's from New York.
We spell it with an
if
A.
You're fucking asking me to spell at 12:27 a.m. after first day of New York Comic Con,
holy
you
shit, is it
best
really
believe it, I ain't going to be going yes, down that path. Mm. Thank
How
you,
is
no thank
New
you.
New York Comic Con, we got
to
know.
Also, I just want to take this moment to add, Glenn,
yes.
If you and Jeff ever come to New York City again and you don't fucking let me know,
he's going to be very mad.
I'm done.
Apparently he'll fuck. So I really, he's pretty serious about it. So I'm going to have to.
Hitman on your ass. Let's just say, and I played Hitman today, so I know what to do.
Hitman's hot.
Sounds legit.
Dude, Hitman's fucking hot.
I play Gran Turismo. I'm fairly confident I could drive a racing car. So that's probably how that works.
Did they have the same demo that maybe I played, the Last King of Chinatown level?
Okay, I was hanging out with the PlayStation guys today at the Square Enix after party.
Right.
I thought they had the whole game there. Actually, he thought they had the whole game there, and it looks fucking good.
It's a gorgeous game. The demo I played at Pound Texas.
Hey, Rob.
Was really good. Yes.
Review
Rob, 5 years ago you were blank, and now you are blank. Let's stick with the, since it is 12:27 in the a.m.
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate.
Just blank and blank?
I'm still blank. I don't fucking know. No, okay.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
It took that long for everybody to get on that one? Okay. And anyway, 5 years ago, I was trying to figure out what the fuck I was going to do in my life. Literally, like, I stumbled into video production and working on, like, film sets and promo production and all that shit. You know, came out of a degree where I was doing theater and had no fucking clue what I was going to do in my life. And 5 years later, I'm working in film and television. I'm editing promos. I'm working in the video game industry with people that I fucking respect, including you guys. And Indus, you guys are fucking awesome. I am so sorry. Thanks, I am not there to fucking root you guys on, because I do love you guys. When we started Game Crashers back in 2009, we rocked you guys at E3, and I am so bummed we have not been able to fucking do that shit since.
I agree.
That has always bummed me out. You know it's true, Chris. I know you know it's true. Yeah. So
we had a good time, man. It was a good time at E3 that year.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, the truth is, 5 years later, like, this industry is still an industry I love, and I'm rocking with people that are all people who love this industry as much as I do.
Are you saying industry? Is that what I'm is that what I'm hearing?
Industry. Well, yeah, okay. You guys knew that
that's
going
a stretch,
into it, what you did there.
That's a stretch. You're going a little too far.
I just heard it. I don't know. Just came in my ear.
Rob still talking.
Anyway, I blathered a lot of shit. What did I just say?
I don't know, man.
It was man. Whatever it was beautiful. Thank you.
It was gorgeous.
Hey, Rob.
And Reverend.
Hey, Rob, thank you for your support throughout, you know, doing Indus and for Retroids and doing Grand Crashers. You guys are great.
Wait, and, what's the name of my site?
Grand
Crackers.
Grand Crackers. It's Grand Crackers.
GrahamCrackers.net.
.com. GrahamCrackers.com. It's a website.
Hey, Rob, no, why aren't you here?
By
the way, I'm not
paying
the royalties on that motherfucker, so somebody better figure out that shit right now, because I'm not doing that.
Lock it up, Riccio. Lock it down.
I'm too tired and done at this point.
Troll
has the mic. Troll, what you got?
Since when is New York Comic Con more important than Indus Fest?
Wait, since when is there two cameras and somehow Troll finds the point?
One place. Oh, shit.
Yes, Rob. What do you want, Rob?
Whoa. Shit just serious? Got super fucking got serious real. In here.
Happy now, Rob?
Whoa.
he looks irritated a little bit.
See, okay, here's the fun part. I'm the only guy who could have brought that out of the troll or meister right there.
Yeah.
You got him out under his bridge, so go ahead and explain.
He's burning a hole in the camera. Someone to go tell him to go back. It's all right.
See, and now you know why I avoided him.
I just no. That's
wow.
I just a lot of love in the stream.
Actually,
I don't
there.
I want to hit decline on this. Jeff's calling now too.
Jeff.
I get Adam to call him because he's probably drunk. Jeff, call back.
Yeah.
See, because I always feel like Troll is that guy who's like off on the side. He's like the 007 villain, Stroker, that catches being like, "Yes, I'm running everything right now.
There you go.
I'm Trollware."
As a good,
and you know, I
guy,
can't actually imagine that he's actually there. Now I know he's there. So, and now I know to never ask him to go in front of the camera. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, Rob, I didn't do it in front of the HD one. You would have had pictures burnt into your retinas.
Nice.
720p is technically an HD standard.
That one's standard. In 1080.
We're broadcasting.
That was 720, though.
Go ahead.
This is hardcore.
Anyway, back on topic.
Yes.
I didn't know we were on topic.
Rob,
in
thank
the
you for
place.
Calling in.
There was a topic?
There was a topic. Oh, once upon a time, there was a topic.
That's
I'm not sure where
it
went now, but
you can find him at GameClashers.net.
GrahamCrackers.com. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the coverage you guys have from Comic-Con out of New York.
It should be fun stuff. Yeah, the Japanglish version of GameClashers.net.
New York Comic Con 2012. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, let's make sure we get it right. It is GameCrashers.net.
They do really good shit over there.
I can't get this.
They have 18 members, and usually there's two of them on the show.
I can't get this. Can you help me? I can't get this gone.
You guys are fantastic. Keep rocking on, and Jeff, keep fucking those. Deer Ducks. Goat or whatever the fuck you got.
Keep fucking those deer goats. That's the next in this t-shirt. It's ready to be made.
Thanks, Rob. Or whatever the hell they are.
Interactive distractions. Keep fucking those deer goats.
Yeah, let's make that a bumper.
All right, Rob. Take care, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Take it easy.
Happy love you, man.
Let's make a rocking coffee.
Oh my god, that's the best.
Dear Geese.
Oh my god.
Rob's pretty awesome.
Okay,
he's a good guy. We did meet him at E3 2000.
We've got another caller on. You're on Indus Live. Who's this?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, baby?
Are you on some sort of a vessel? Are you like a ranking official?
Are you a seaman?
Of any type?
Yes.
Who
you want to elaborate some if you
who
could?
Who is this? Who are we talking to?
I am El Capitan.
Captain Harlock, what?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. Is that who this is? Captain Harlock?
Yeah, and I do. You know what I do feel comfortable doing? I do feel comfortable adding Jeff to this conference call. So now we have Captain Harlock and Jeff Jordy on the line.
Hey guys, first time caller, long time listener.
first time, long time.
Hey, you sound like you're from Canada. Is that correct?
Sorry, what? Who?
You sound like you're from Canada. Is that right?
Oh, totally, eh?
Okay, hang up on that motherfucker right now.
Ah, boo. Long distance charges may apply.
Harlock, how's it going, buddy?
Dude, you're not talking to Harlock's on here, too. Shit.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Mustachios, bringing it back.
Mustachios. I haven't talked to fucking Harlock since Battlefield 3.
We've got Harlock and Jeff on the line right now at the same time.
How did that happen?
I clicked the wrong button, and I don't know. I'm sorry.
Jeff was added to the call, so...
Wait, so Jeff can hook up with Harlock?
No, they're not... They're not together. They're just...
I don't care.
It's the only time.
So what's up, Jeff, man? What's going on?
Not too much. I'm sitting on a back deck looking at a beach.
That sounds like pretty awesome.
That is no way to talk about Tanya, you son of a...
I feel so sorry for you right now, Jeff.
So not moving.
Let's start.
I'm missing you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's start with we miss you, dude. I'm sorry that we miss you at the airport because I know Jason and I were hoping to see you.
Yeah, I tried, dude. I was only certain. Well, we were like, hey, we're gonna get the rental car, and I figured it would be like right there where all the terminals are.
No, you have to take a fucking train to that shit.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, I was like, fuck it. And once we got there was no Wi-Fi in that part of the airport, so we couldn't communicate.
No Wi-Fi.
So yeah. So I was like, oh, well.
That sucks,
good
man.
Lord.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's
kind of stand next to the fucking escalator and looking like maybe the next people to walk down are going to be them.
Oh, but no. Never.
Yeah, we were waiting for Troll, so, you know.
to he pretty much ruined everything. No, I'm just joking.
A way to
I'm
go, troll.
He's awesome.
It's probably a good thing that you didn't come across him at the escalator, because if you did, it would have been that much more difficult to leave Atlanta.
That is true. All right, let's start
can
with
I stay?
Let's start with Harlock. Harlock, 5 years ago I blank, but now I blank.
Well, so I logged on my FaceSpace, and apparently 5 years ago I joined FaceSpace.
FaceSpacer.
This is the funniest motherfucker in the world.
FaceSpacer Plus.
Well, actually, it says that I was born in 1981, then a whole lot of nothing happened, then I joined FaceSpace.
Respect.
You didn't realize that much nothing happened in between then there. It's a good thing that Facebook ironed that out for you.
Totally got rid of the whole marriage and kids thing, huh?
I know.
Pretty much. Out.
It's not on Facebook, so it didn't happen.
You had kids?
That's right.
What?
I've got two kids, man.
What? How the hell is that legal that you can procreate?
Gotta respect
it. Captain Harlock, I'm giving you a virtual fist pound.
Is that a Mexican joke?
Gotta respect the condom.
Gotta respect the condom. Okay, this guy, it's that is deep Tampax, man. It's fucking
don't ever again in your life say deep Tampax, please. Please.
Soggy bloody god.
Oh my god.
I think I saw Brittany cringe just then.
Don't ever follow. No, we're done.
I promise you it's not nasty. No, we were playing Battlefield. It was me, Jeff, and Harlock, and I think Reek and Moon there. We're playing playing Battlefield 3, and we're in a private room together. And
we're actually playing Halo, and Regan wasn't there. But anyway, keep going.
it was Battlefield, dude.
It was Battlefield.
Oh my god, Jeff,
no, Harlock. No, Harlock, what was it? What was it?
We were playing Halo, and Glenn was in there.
We were playing Battlefield, right?
It was Battlefield.
It was Battlefield.
It was that long ago? Yeah. Regan doesn't have Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3. Yeah, and we were just doing excerpts from Adam Sandler's old CDs and everything, when he used to do those skits and everything, and that was one of the skits, like respect, and it was that guy that was gotta respect the condom, and we all got a kick out of it, and all you guys look at me like they're weird, but this guy knows. Fuck all y'all.
You know what? Fuck you, dude.
It's a good thing you're leaving. No.
Travis just said all y'all. I just want to point that out.
It was more of a fecal y'all.
Fecal y'all.
That's how we do.
What's wrong with y'all?
That's right. They're just
y'all's
pissed.
Pretty terrible.
Everything is wrong with y'all. Just say you guys.
Use guys. That sounds way better. Much
better. Hey, use guys.
While we're on phrases that deplete your IQ, what else do we have?
Anything that a Pittsburghian says.
Is Pittsburgh
one of 5 years? Yes, it's a good one thing.
Yeah, I think Harlock was in the middle of it. 5 years ago, I blank.
Yeah. So Jeff tells me I've known Jeff for what is it? Our 10 year anniversary, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it is. It's coming up for our 10 year anniversary.
It's always nice to see a young couple in love.
So which one is the woman?
Harlock. I thought we were both the women.
There's some scissoring going on.
I'm
right
sorry.
Oh my god! Can we move forward with it? Now you're what?
It's cute that you guys had 10 years together and we couldn't spend 10 minutes together.
He tells me about this podcast that he's doing, right? Mm-hmm. So I check it out and I'm like,
I'm disappointed.
It's fucking like an hour and 40-something minutes. How the hell am I going to listen to all this?
That was a short show.
Mind you, I never listened to a podcast before, right?
What's a podcast?
So I start listening to it now, and now it's like an hour and 40 minutes is short, and I listen to y'all every week. It's fucking awesome. I just want to say, I mean, y'all got me into this whole podcast thing via the fucking metrosexual Canadian, so...
I think he's trying to work y'all in there as much as possible now.
I think he is.
Just to bug you, Chris.
I really don't care that much. I just,
Yeah, he was talking about you. You're the metrosexual Canadian, Jeff. Congratulations.
Awesome. Well, Harlock, I'm glad that you started listening.
And, it's salmon, Jeff. Salmon.
Lavender.
I have a friend that said that. It's not pink, it's salmon.
So, oh. Jeff, then, I guess it's your turn. 5 years ago, you blank, and now you blank.
Oh, it's about to get real.
Fuck. 5 years ago, I enjoyed my beer. Now I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah!
There's something deep there, right?
There is. I think there's a hidden meaning.
5 years ago, I went to Indus Fest. Now I'm single.
It's a cry for help.
Man. It's a cry for help.
No, I'm going to rip one out from Cray's book, man. Like, seriously, 5 years ago, I was terrified.
He's really going to rip one out.
Don't get ripping one and rubbing one out.
Oh, God.
Both are done equally amounts.
Very different.
It's amazing.
But no, I was, like, terrified to meet people on the internet and shit. Like, all the internet to me was just fucking random words on a screen. And that one time, five years ago. It was about 5 years ago when it Terry's. I guess it was about four years ago. It might have been five. It was before the first Indus Fest. So
it was four.
And whatever, I'm doing 4 years. Fuck it. I'm drunk. I'm allowed to do this. And and after that, fuck it. Half of you guys are like closest friends and shit like that. And meaning Harlock goes back 10 years. That's unfortunate. We still haven't even been intimate together.
Haven't consummated that relationship yet. Could still be annulled.
Exactly. It's weird.
We have not consummated.
Serious. But no, seriously, it's opened my life to like a whole new world in the last 5 years, man. Just meeting people from Retroids, from everywhere, going MGC, just doing random, like, fucking Edipalooza. That was fucking awesome.
Right. I'm still drunk from that.
Dude, oh, man. That hangover lasted about a week.
Oh, my
and
God,
half.
That was bad.
Jeff's still feeling that double down, actually.
What was the best idea we had to do with the hangover? Let's race go-karts, because that's what do with a hangover.
Yeah. Not drinking, though. I'm not drinking tonight, so.
I'm not drinking tonight. Jeff, after tonight, I'm not drinking.
Jeff, you want a beer?
No. Sure.
Fuck it, we're drinking tonight! Let's drink!
It's actually first. You guys introduced me to fucking. Okay, 5 years ago, I didn't know what the fuck Sailor Jerry was.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a great point to make.
That's a good one.
So now I'm very, very, very associated with Sailor Jerry.
I wish I would have said that.
Can I do a sappy one right now? 5 years ago, I asked some Canadian guy to do a podcast with me. Mm-hmm. And now I've got one of the closest friends I've ever had. So thank you, Jeff.
We have gotten closer.
Love you guys.
And Jeff's still here.
Jeff's there.
Yeah. You guys are seriously some of the close friends are like I talk to people all the time. They'll be like, "Oh, it's my good friend Glenn, my good friend Chris, Travis, Jason, fucking Ace, even Tyrone, even back."
It's my good friend. My good
Tyrone
friend plus
counts.
One.
He's gonna get plus one long enough.
Plus one. And plus one. You're looking good, and you have not adjusted your hair as much as we thought. I think Ace is beating you out in that competition, by the way.
To Tyrone's credit, this is like his like second or third Indus Fest, and he's been around for these live shows. He's been on most shows than I've
been.
He
you might be guesting in for him.
Fuck, I gotta fill in for Tyrone next year.
I think Travis is gonna sub for plus one this episode.
Glenn, I am really sad that we don't have you here, right? Glenn.
Yeah.
Jeff.
I'm pretty sad that I'm not here, too.
Motherfucker.
You know, Chris, I'm pretty sad I'm not here, too, but I'm really hoping that next year I can make it.
Actually, Glenn, I meant to say I'm really sad that you're here.
Oh.
No, Jeff, it's really not the same without you here, man. Without
sucks. I know. I kind of feel antisocial tonight, but I figured I got to give myself one day of just being like, I need to hang out with my guys online.
I'm gonna hang out with my internet buddies.
I just need to watch the stream all day. That's what I'm gonna do.
Guys, what are you watching? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a podcast. What's a podcast? Oh God, here we go.
Every time Jeff crosses the border, just so you know, he says to himself, "Don't say you're doing a podcast. Don't say you're doing a podcast." And the very first words out of his mouth. So what you gonna cross the border for? Well, I do this podcast. Fuck.
We're gonna have a searcher car.
That's like Damn it! Bauer over here. They asked him why he was here, and he was like, "Just well, a couple guys paid for me to come across the
I've got these people
I've got
from
some
another
American
country.
American blokes doing podcast, and I got to do this thing. You know, why he won't see me?
And where's
my is
sock?
He?
Where's my sock?
Richard Brand? What the hell?
I've always been afraid crossing the border. I've never seen someone more afraid than Ace is when we were crossing the border into Canada. When he was grilling, I'm not sure if Ace has told the story, but if he's there,
he's like, not.
Oh my God! Like he asked me all the questions. I got the fucking Canadian passport, so I was like, I can get him. He's like, who's this guy? And I'm like, well, fuck. Do I say like he's my buddy? Then it looks weird. So I'm like 30, and he's like fucking 12.
This is my friend. He's got. Don't mind the backpack full of Natty Ice and a GameCube. No big deal. Nothing's going down.
I'm like, fuck, well, he's my kid brother, cousin, I don't know. I'm like, Ace, you're on your own. And he's just like, this buddy. Where are you coming from?
It's my son.
It's my illegitimate child. Unfortunately, Maury said I am the father, so now I need to get to know him a little bit.
Oh shit! But I've never seen someone so scared in my life. And the guy did look like he was gonna punch Ace in the face. It was kind of funny. But yeah,
no, because the thing was, is like he was like
those hot wing chips.
Oh, here you go, man. The border patrol dude was like, "Who's this guy?" Jeff's just like, "Oh, this is my friend." And he's like, "Where are you coming from?" I was like, "The states."
Oh yeah, that's right.
the states.
And then I was like, "The states."
My mother's vagina.
Florida.
The local NAMBLA assembly. Fuck.
Yeah.
Not that.
And then he asked me like, "How long are you gonna be here?" I'm like, "A couple days." And then then he's like, "Okay, go on through." And then as we were going on through, I was like, I looked at Jeff. I was like, "That guy looked like he was gonna punch me in the face."
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah,
I'm like on the passenger. It looked like he was just gonna jump through the window and then punch everyone
that was
in the face.
Going in?
Yeah, I was going in.
Going out was rough for us.
Like, going out was fine for me because I knew they were gonna let me in no matter what because I'm a citizen.
To, the real Jack Bauer sits there and asks, "Who do you work for?"
GameStop. going back in was fine.
Where are the bombs? I don't know. I don't. Can I just go home, please?
Nah, but
good times.
Yeah, miss you, Jeff.
Jeff, we miss you, dude.
miss you. Miss you guys like fucking crazy.
It does smell
just
better.
Ditto.
It does smell a lot better.
There's not nearly as much methane in the air.
It's true. But we do. I would take the flatulence to have Jeff around.
I would too.
Personally.
There better this be at PBR, least just as much ass slapping and Street Fighter going on.
There is a lot of ass slapping, but there has been no Street Fighter yet. It's been all Borderlands and Trials.
And podcast setup.
I'm super happy.
And podcast setup.
Yeah, I'm super happy. I'm calling Tyrone's going to win the tournament this year, just saying.
I said it. Tyrone.
Plus one for the win. We already put it on the trophy. Plus one.
All congratulations, of the trophies plus say that. But,
yeah. All the trophies say congratulations.
Well, I won't hold up the lines. We'll get someone else on here. Is Billy still on here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Billy.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, Travis.
Yo.
Travis. Hey, I'm going to miss you, buddy. I'm going to miss your Madden insight. I think me and you were the only ones that gave a fuck about that.
Madden insight.
Oh.
Hey, this year
a big fucking buck.
Hey, isn't there physics this
year? They got physics, guys. They got physics in a roster update. Let's buy it.
No, I appreciate that, man. Well, I'll still be around. I mean, you guys are assholes. I was just having a moment.
For Madden now, it's all over.
That's all. We'll talk. We'll talk later on the Skypes.
Oh God.
Hey, thank you guys both for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, love you guys. Have a good time.
Love you too. You.
Take
care. I'll be checking in tomorrow on Saturday, of course.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Later.
Okay, so I can't have a moment.
See you,
he says one nice thing about Travis, but no,
we're gonna make man jokes. I'm just happy you took your fucking gauntlet off.
It started hurting, actually.
Yeah, he shot it out one time and it almost cut his finger off. So,
Jason, we've got a special call in just for you.
Oh, lovely!
Is it? Speaking of lovely, is it?
Is that?
Hey, you're on Indus. Who's this?
Hey, motherfucker!
Yay!
Baby, you're
Lisa!
Drunk.
Don't say mother. God damn.
Lisa, are you drunk?
Maybe.
Oh my God, she's gone!
Oh, no.
Are we gonna get another one?
Oh, Jesus.
She's three sheets! This is great!
You guys have not experienced my wife drunk yet.
Yes, we have.
Once.
Last year in this fest, she passed out.
All right, so 5 years ago you were... You know what, screw it. What's going on, Lisa?
I was getting ready to get married to the love of my life.
Who's that?
that's me.
Yeah.
Stop, serving.
My husband, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Can somebody pass me another beer for the subsequent motherfuckers that are guaranteed to be coming down the line?
She does say motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I need to chug a whole one.
She knows what she's doing.
So, baby, how was your day?
It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's better now that I had alcohol.
Okay.
So, are we gonna have like a regular phone call between you guys real quick right now?
Sorry.
Why aren't you answering my text?
Oh God.
Sorry. I'll stop. But the vodka was mostly frozen, so I don't know if that makes it more potent.
It doesn't freeze.
No, it doesn't.
Let's go with yes.
Yeah, it was solid almost, except for like a little bit.
Sorry, are you telling us that you just ate vodka?
No. No, I shook the bottle until some came out.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa. For viewers of the show, you will notice that Glenn is taking a rare moment to exercise restraint, and that does not happen often.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
No, please don't.
Lisa, thank you for my Spider-Man picture. I love it.
Oh, I love you too, Travis.
Thanks.
Okay.
It means more when you don't crack up laughing after you say it.
Lisa, I'm wearing your shirt.
I mean, you're welcome, Travis. I'm glad you like it. I love you.
Drunk Lisa's my favorite.
My wife does not drink very often.
Drunk Lisa's pretty
awesome. I love it so much.
The chat room is just full of LOLs right now.
This is what's great. This is history. I mean, from the first episode of Indus that I've ever watched was one of your first live show. I think it was your first live show. The best part was when the girls got on.
Yep.
It was the golden suit. Yeah.
I'd like to say, in
the first live show, it was about halfway point when we went on a break. Yeah, Lisa, Crystal, and Tanya all jumped on at the same time, and they took over the show for about 45 minutes.
It was gold.
I'd like to say 5 years ago, I was unaware that one could eat vodka, and now I am fully aware that one can eat vodka. And that's really cool.
Apparently our freezer freezes things really frozen or something.
Lisa, did you mix the vodka with anything, or did you just take, like, bites?
You know that Country Time lemonade shit? Wait, I just did scoops of that.
In vodka?
Wait, you mix it like water?
Like you mixed?
Yeah.
No. Oh my god,
cool, dude!
Wow,
that is hard.
We gotta talk about this when I get home.
That's not a mixer.
You had the right idea, and I'm proud of you. But
thinking outside the box, of course.
Yeah. Oh my god. I am. I'm really proud of you.
This is almost as good as when I put vodka in a nebulizer and breathed it in.
Make vodka lemonade, so I did.
No, I mean, you make the lemonade first and then you add vodka to it. It's okay. Like I said, we'll talk about this later, but I really love you and I hope you're okay right now.
I'm on my second glass. It's really awesome.
Drink some water.
But I'm having to chase it with Coke now because it kind of tastes gross.
Why don't you just mix it with Coke?
Lemonade and Coke and...
Hey, if you were to mix it entirely with Coke, I think that'd be forgivable. Right, guys?
Yeah.
That'd be okay.
I'm drinking out of my Wonder Woman pint glass and it's really tasty.
Excellent.
Well, no, it's not tasty anymore.
No. I love you. Please don't die.
Remember, Lisa, pace yourself. Slow but steady wins the race.
I'm getting really tired.
Feel free to take a nap.
Stay with me, baby. No, stay with me. Don't fall asleep.
Do you feel cold?
She's basically in the concussion stage.
Is that really
Lisa. All right, I just want to make sure that you know this.
It's like the episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Hold on, quiet. This is important.
What?
Lisa, do not walk into the light.
Light?
Well, that's not
drink water.
No, she's drinking Crystal Light, like mixed in. But you got it wrong.
It's Country Time, bitch. I don't have the sugar-free shit.
Drunk Lisa just called me a bitch. My life is complete.
Oh, this is the greatest fucking thing ever. Oh, shit. Lisa, I miss you.
Is she okay?
I miss you, too, and I love your babies, and I'm so sad I didn't get to be there. Aww. Why the fuck didn't y'all fly me down? Jason?
Because I don't have enough...
Jason.
We didn't have enough money to fly you both down.
Because
I'm sorry.
Jason sent the email. That's why.
I'm better.
I will say this.
Agreed. Agreed.
I will say this.
We weren't presented with the options. Like, if we had known...
You need more tits on this show, man.
We do need more tits on the show. That is true.
We only got one set.
We do need more tits on the show. Yeah, we do need more.
Wait, more? Wait, whoa. This more tits this implies that there's a set of tits on the show. So,
Travis!
Glenn's
a bitch, though. We
do actually have a female on the show.
Oh, I was talking about the actual show.
Oh. If I can be serious for a minute.
Where'd you buy that bike that you can backpedal
before my
so
wife
far?
Passes on? Nobody's listening but the stream right now, but...
Oh, really?
Lisa's very much a member of Indus.
Absolutely.
She's done
dude,
so much
your
work.
Fucking shirt. Like,
you have Lisa to thank for a lot of the graphics. And I will say, just because I promised I would plug, you also have my friend Leslie to thank that you can find at Word to Your Unicorn on Etsy for the other shirt that's out there. But Lisa has been part of this
also
whole...
Also Shutterstock. What?
For,
I said no, that. Lisa's been here from the start. She's the designer and creator of the original logo of the caricatures.
The Indus Angels
caricatures. Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
She's
and also
definitely
just
been a part
generally
of
putting up with our shit.
There's that part too.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Right now like she's putting guys. Together like backgrounds and icons and shit for the Indus app that I've been supposedly working on that I haven't touched in like 2 weeks because I don't have time.
She drove the night I couldn't stop throwing up.
The last two Induses she put up with me staying at your guys' apartment.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah, dude, she came and got me the night Jeff and I, we were all, it was me, Jeff, Nico, it was, I think
you guys
Amy,
were
Amy
dying.
Was there. We were literally dying. It was like 20 degrees. That wasn't 20 degrees, like 30, 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cold for Atlanta.
She also sucks my penis on occasion, which I am really appreciative of.
Nice.
Hey, and I'm good at it.
Yes. yes, I agree. Thank you for that.
You were asking for it.
I would like to thank Jason and Lisa's parents for watching the show tonight too. That's really swell.
Oh you know God. What guys? You know what guys? I got animal crackers too.
I love animal crackers.
What are they in your good. Soup?
Good. I've got tigers and elephants and polar bears.
Wait, they have polar bears in animal crackers?
Yeah. They do.
Well, it encompasses the entire bear family. Bears.
Okay.
Because they're white.
It says they're polar bears.
Hey, Lisa, I love you. Thank you for calling in. I'm really sorry.
I love you too.
That you couldn't be here. You really should be.
I
think we have
safe,
to move on.
Okay?
But I want you to drink a lot of water. Right now,
yes,
it's very important.
Bread's
I'm
also
I'm
good
drinking
too.
Drinking lemonade.
No, you need to drink water.
No more lemonade,
Lisa. Stop the lemonade and drink.
No
some
more.
Water.
No more of the magic juju juice.
Yeah.
You need to do.
I'm not honey just, boo-boo.
That's go-go juice. That's different.
Oh, okay.
Water. Water's your friend.
I'll have some, but I want my animal crackers too.
You can have.
You can have
animal,
those.
Crackers animal crackers with your
are
water.
Good,
that's
actually.
Fine.
You
okay,
can make animal cracker soup in water. How about that?
But say it with us out loud. Water is your friend.
Water's my friend.
Yeah, okay,
thank
good.
You very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hey, you want water in you.
What was
Lisa,
that last?
We love you, and we'll talk to
Chris,
you soon, okay?
Take care of my husband.
Yes.
We will.
Okay.
We promise.
And send love to your wives, okay?
Yes.
We'll do.
And girlfriends and such.
We'll do.
Love to Megan and Crystal.
Yay. Crystal is actually very upset that you're not here.
Well, so am I. So
Megan's very upset that we're being very loud.
And love to the babies. And I'm sorry to Megan and the loudness.
All right, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
You have a good night, okay?
You too.
Night, Lisa.
Thanks.
Sleep
bye,
good.
Bye.
Remember to keep the ibuprofen by your bedside table.
Okay.
Yes, they do. Let's just do one more.
Okay, we already
wife.
Have it.
That
and,
was my wife, everyone.
I really hope he starts with three words.
Wow. Giggity,
huh?
Giggity. What?
We're going to have to.
Hey, you're on Indus. Who's this?
It's B Wrong.
Rah.
Hey, hey,
what's
hey.
What's going on?
Yo.
What's
up? Hey, hey, what's up?
What's up, B Wrong? How you doing?
Not much. I've been watching it since Travis posted it earlier about 10 a.m. 10 p.m. in your time. I mean,
basically.
And to let everyone
one of those,
know where you calling from.
The same.
I'm from the Philippines.
Yeah. And what time is it right now in the Philippines?
It's about 1 p.m. It's.
Oh, wow. So this is an easy stream.
Can we switch with you?
You just had lunch, you know, chilling.
Yeah. Hey, just wanted to congrats Chris first for the new baby.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
And good luck to you, Travis. Man, I hate for you to leave the group now, but I know that you'll be back anytime soon, just like Jason.
Yeah, I'm not going to last long.
You can't quit us.
Yeah.
They always come crawling
after
back.
After about a year, I'll be back. I'll be back and everything. So, but I'm going to tell you, this dude right here, B-Wrong, like every time I'm on Facebook, like he's always there. Be like, what's up, dude? Like I always have a little instant message from him, like what's going on? And I feel bad because like I don't always see it because I'm usually on a tablet or something like that. and it's not really optimized on a tablet to really like see people like doing the instant message like you're on a PC.
You wish you could talk to him more.
So I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah, he's good no, things and everything. Good. So I always miss it, but like I know that I always see it, and I'm always like, I wish I could have fucking talked to him. So
it's okay, man. We have different times here.
It's a little bit of a difference, like 1 or 2 or 15 hours.
12 or something. Entire day. I B-Wrong is another one of those guys that's been supporting us for a very long time. So B-Wrong, I very much appreciate the like all the emails that you send, and you know, even if they don't get to us on time. You know, we love hearing from you, and it's great to have you listening and contributing to the show.
Such a wonderful
guy. Thanks, man. I mean, I'm still stuck within this. I mean, I'm busy at work, but every time I have time, I only listen to this podcast. And I still want to listen to Game Crashers and the other stuff, but and this is still I'm still sticking with you guys.
Damn right. Thank you. All right. Well, how about it? 5 years ago, I blank, but now I blank.
5 years ago, I still had hair. Now I'm bald.
Oh, damn.
Whoa.
That's a good one.
That is an accelerated timeline.
So is that bald by choice?
No, by nature.
We did that dude, to you? Man, I'm
so wear kidding. It like a boss.
See, maybe you should listen to Game Crashers. It sounds like that might... Just put the headphones on your skull, and it might just stimulate those follicles.
Yeah, the Graham Cracker podcast is really
so,
good.
No, I'm GrahamCrackers.net. I'm asking this question seriously. Is it just like a natural occurrence that you're losing your hair?
Yes.
Sadly. Okay, so you're not like... Chris has going through chemotherapy or anything like that. That's a serious question, dude. I mean, it's like, seriously. I know a lot of people that have...
5 years ago was healthy. And now I'm dying from cancer.
I want to make sure that the dude's okay. That's okay.
This is
I'm okay, man. My hair was up to my shoulders, down to my shoulders before. And ever since I got promoted with all the stress and stuff, it came off naturally.
Do you have any of it left you could, like, glue on or anything? Not so much.
So basically, you work at GameStop, so you're really stressed.
No.
Have you seen this hairline? It's going up and up by the day, dude. I'm with you.
Every single year he buys a less and less powerful blow dryer to get that
I don't
shit
need it.
Just right.
I don't need it. Yeah.
It's getting where he just has the dog go.
I'm saving a lot of money on product, too, by the way. It took me, 2 minutes to get my hair done today? Real quick.
A little longer than that.
3 minutes. Beautiful. Who's counting?
Me. But it was...
I don't know. From what I was told, it sounded like both of you were taking a half an hour to do your hair.
He takes...
I took a long shower.
Well, B-Wrong, you going to be checking out the rest of Indus Fest? We're streaming Saturday.
I've been trying to be with you guys for so many years. I want to join Indus Fest. It's just... Sad that it's so expensive for me to go to the States.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be.
I hope by Indus 15 I'll be there.
Indus 15.
Working on it. We already got plans.
Yeah.
We have Tribe 8.
Tribe
performing.
8.
Tribe 8 is performing.
Tribe 8.
Yeah. So.
And he has better data service, so we know when he's coming around. So
he's
that'd be cool.
He's already confirmed, yeah.
He is confirmed.
Jason. Yeah. Lisa's still drinking lemonade.
Oh
Lisa,
man.
Water.
Lisa, have some water, please.
Hey, B-Wrong,
Graham crackers in it.
Could you tell my wife to drink some water, please?
Lisa, drink some water.
Thank you.
B-Wrong.
Stop drinking lemonade.
Don't drink the lemonade.
Yeah.
Lemonade bad, water good.
Listen, there was a bunch of people in this place called Jonestown. They drank some punch. It did not work out well for them. Do not drink the lemonade. Just have some water.
Hey, B-Wrong, I want to thank you for just... The amount that you contribute to the show. I mean, you do send in emails very often, and I appreciate that.
You're a loyal listener.
That's right.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, guys. Have fun. I'm just going to still watch the stream here. And
awesome.
After, I think it will be, by then, it will be at about 5 hours for you guys to record everything.
Ooh,
Pretty much.
It's going to be a long show.
Sounds like it.
Seems.
But we're gonna skip everything else and go right to the end after this.
Probably so.
All right. Oh, thank you for having me on the stream as well.
Thanks, Brong.
Absolutely, man. Thanks, B-Wrong.
Is that Zeus?
Good day. Bye.
All right, so that's it. That's it for calls.
That's it for calls. All right. Yeah. I think we're late enough.
Sorry if we missed you guys. I know everybody was hammering in on the lines. Get in there. It's hard to get everybody in kind of one by one, but appreciate all of you taking the time to try to call in. But yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for hanging out and trying to call in and contribute.
I was going to do new releases, but I don't think there's anything really there's important coming out.
Yeah, new releases. Borderlands 2 DLC is coming out.
Yeah, Borderlands 2 DLC.
And that's all you need to know.
That's all you, yeah.
Pick a week.
Borderlands 2 DLC. All right. So, moving on.
No. Retro City fucking Rampage. Nobody picked that up this week.
It's really, really good, guys. Like,
dude, $15, you get it for Vita and for PS3. Yeah.
Or Steam. It's just fun. It's just really,
$15,
really
fun. $15, you get it for Vita and PS3.
You get it on both.
But yeah. Okay. There was enough shit that came out this past week that... You
pick
could
that.
Buying stuff this next week.
Pick yeah. that,
next
and if not, get the... Princess. Borderlands 2. Do it.
What else came out?
Dishonored.
Right.
What are we something, talking about? That Thief clone that sucked? What was
yeah.
it?
Shitty stealth. I don't remember.
Something about getting seen
when you hide.
Guys,
how about this? If you guys are into... I'm going to pimp one of my favorite shows again.
Super High Go Seek
Fighter. Into, if you guys are into Dishonored...
Oh, that Choo Choo show that we watched this morning with your son.
What?
Choo Choo
no.
Mania?
No.
No. You were singing along.
No. The Wiggles.
The Wiggles?
Is it The Wiggles?
Did you say Kegels?
The Kegels. That's no, not
so,
a show you
so
watch
so
with your kids.
I've talked about the show on the...
it's a boring show to watch.
This show on the show before.
Okay, all right.
And that's Face Off. And a couple of weeks ago, Face Off had an episode where they had the contestants create an original makeup based out of the universe of Dishonored.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was
nice.
Good.
That's a little video game tie-in.
Little, yeah, video it's game fun. Time.
Sweet.
So, hey, question of the week.
We thought of something, actually.
It doesn't matter.
Your
we,
favorite,
we're
okay.
Something.
The question of the week is what was your favorite first level of a video game that you've experienced?
Yeah, but we have a different question of the week
see
coming
later.
Up.
Later, it's my last episode.
It's your favorite last episode. First,
all right. But he's already got the next one planned too.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to stay the week after that one too for a favorite last level.
Fuck it, and we're doing it live.
I'm actually sticking around
Thanks,
for a few
Bill.
More weeks. So
all right. Well, then. Okay. So you do it. What's the question of the week?
It's your favorite first level of any video game ever.
What's iconic? What like rings out to you?
Yes.
Like,
favorite, most memorable.
People, it's Mario 1-1.
Yeah. Well, that's what kind of like brought it up. Where I was playing Mario. I was trying to do a Mario no warp zone. I was going to do no warp zone, a full playthrough of Mario, and I got to what 3-4.
Something like that.
It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. Yeah, but we were talking about it during 1-1. Like, this is a really good first level, but like. We started,
is it
like,
nostalgia really, or is it a good level?
Yeah, so that's that
it's true too.
Back, like, what is?
It is really hard to determine.
It's really hard.
That.
So, what's your favorite first level of a video game? And Jeff, if you say God of War,
let's talk.
That's
about
pretty
it.
Valid.
Oh, God of War was the first
it's a good
level.
First level. It's a good first level.
Fucking Halo. That
hey,
first
I'll tell
level,
you what, man. That Hydra at the end is pretty fucking
it's
badass.
It's pretty
Call
cool.
of Duty. It ranks up there. All right, so if you want to answer the question of the week,
Stop.
You can send us an email. That address is email at interactivedistractions.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can do that as well. We are at 706-760-4337.
It's like Leet.
Not really.
Oh, it's so good.
You can get us on Google Talk as well. We are at interactivedistractions@gmail.com. If you are on Facebook, you can check us out. We are Interactive Distractions Group. And same with Steam and Google Plus. On Twitter, you can follow us. We are Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike,
mm-hmm.
Indus Travis, 9 Kilobytes.
Correct.
Zangief.
TBW.
TBW.
And Ace is High. 291.
Indus Jeff.
Indus wow. Jeff.
Jeff.
Trollware.
Trollware.
Deckard Troll.
Deckard Troll.
Indus Plus One.
Indus Plus One.
Nice.
All right. Brittany on Twitter. You want to follow Brittany?
Brittany doesn't want to say her Twitter on.
Brittany2321.
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 Write that down.
Follow
now.
Her right now.
It has some sort of significance, I'm sure. It's not just number. We'll just go with it.
It's the last four of her social, basically.
It is.
Sorry.
It's also the first four, so you really just got to fill in those.
You only got three. One. You only got one digit.
One digit left.
You got one digit.
First one to crack it.
You got 10%. You got 10% chance there.
In his contest.
First one to crack it wins Canada Hunt.
Wins Kabbalah's next.
That's all I got. Anything else before we get out of here?
No, go.
Thank you guys for listening and watching. If you're on the stream, if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review on either iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. So until next time, let's go around. My name's Chris. all lowercase.
Oh, God!
I'm Jason.
Travis.
I'm Glenn.
Nathan.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Brittany.
Tyrone.
Troll.
Oh my God, that was painful. Play your games, and we will talk to you next week.
Ow!
Later, thanks for bearing with us.
Gundam style.